We've played your game now, so we can finally agree with the others that you are indeed the world's greatest game artist. We weren't sure before.
Oh, thanks so much.
New Guinea, don't you think you should have to suffer for all the harm you've done and intend to do to the human race?
What?
Yes. Don't you think the world's greatest game artist ought to be punished for the most effective deforming of reality?
Say that again.
Hey, kids!
We are fine. We are... Hi, kids. I can see you through the bathroom window.
Hello, yeah. Hello.
We're broadcasting live. No.
From your pants.
From your pants. Hopefully.
From your dad's pants.
I don't know if last week's Talk Radar was one that, like, nobody liked, but there was, like, it was the first with outright negative feedback from fans.
I know. What? Yeah. It's because I wasn't here.
Clearly.
So much so that I stopped reading things because it was depressing. Because basically, if I didn't get that across, I don't know if we did. No, we didn't, actually. That the podcast crashed and we thought we lost everything.
Yeah.
And we had to re-record the ending and the beginning. And it was, it was a little awkward. Awkwardly paced. Apologies.
So the beginning is the end is the beginning.
You know what, Brett? I'm going to lump you in with the fucking assholes on the internet. On the internet forums.
Can you start the podcast with an F&A?
Yes, an F&A. Because we're not censoring the podcast. We just had to censor Michael. Thought it'd be funny if we censored a random word. And then
that happened to be fuckstain.
And I thought it would be funny to call Brett another F word that we definitely are not allowed to say.
Right.
Which I would never, ever say.
He didn't actually say it.
I didn't, and it's completely different when you put the word space in front of it. That's one word, inner capped.
It's probably a rank somewhere.
Inner capped. And I do want to spread, like, a couple people have asked me about my Facebook pictures because I look like the biggest hippie dipshit San Francisco douchebag. But it was Beta Breakers, and if you don't know what that is, that I think it was a real marathon that people ran for health, fitness, and a good time, and now it's been taken over by young people who just 60,000 people come and drink in the middle of the city, down the street, all day long.
And it is loud as hell.
It is loud, it's amazing, and this year, once again, amazing video game costumes. I bore witness. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
To Balrog and Ryu fighting it out in the street, and then I turned my head, and Ken was fighting Batman in front of Michelangelo, fighting Donatello. Front of Cammy and Chun-Li fighting one another behind a barbed wire fence. And this is all something people improvised thanks to alcohol.
And the barbed wire fence was fighting Tofu from Resident Evil.
And the corners were fighting each other.
And I just looked at the pictures and I'm like, God, that seems so hippy-dippy San Francisco, and I'm wearing a bandana like my dad in 1983.
Wearing a Roger Rabbit shirt.
Well, our theme was the 80s, so I decided to throw on a piece of my wardrobe I wear pretty consistently.
And I guess we should introduce ourselves.
We should introduce ourselves. My name is Christopher
Is Christopher Tired?
Christopher Hadzeblum.
Christopher Tired Tista.
Tired Tista.
Yep, and I'm Michael Raparez.
Woo! Back in effect.
I'm Brett Elston.
Brett is back.
Also in the back. In the
Hold
back.
On. Let's give you your tried and true sound effects. Maybe win our old listeners back. There
hey,
you
there,
go.
See? Ah?
There you go.
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, right? Is that what? No, it was over Pokemon.
Hey, shut up. This is Brett. All right. Before we get into this week's top seven, I would like to point out that this week, number 52, is actually the 1 year anniversary of Talk Radar.
I'm not sure that it is.
I am sure.
Are you?
I am entirely sure.
Well, it's a year's worth of podcasts, at the very least.
It's
yeah,
a
but
year,
a year's worth where we took two off.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the weekend of this May, because last year's Beta Breakers was when we recorded the first podcast.
But it may have been on a different day. It's not like an annual thing. It's like Easter.
Date, the number changes, but it's
look,
still the
you're right. This is an important argument. However, let's hug and two and a half hours when we finish this thing.
All right.
Congratulate ourselves and go eat some goddamn pizza. But the top seven was...
We've also got, I'm going to announce the contest winners of the fabulous shirt contest. Two Street Fighter shirts, three Naruto shirts.
And I'll update you on some other contest I have been very inactive with, and we may announce a couple new ones in the process.
We might. But this week...
What is the top seven, Michael?
Top seven is the top seven RPG towns that explode.
That explode. And I love that... You were able to come up with a headline so specific and find criteria.
It's funny that it started as just RPG towns, like the coolest ones.
Uh-huh. But then I realized I actually haven't played through an entire RPG since like 2000. Mm. So maybe I should make it just a little bit more specific.
And I thought as this is new to me, being a professional, a busy gamer, I can't stand RPG towns. Please let me leave. Give me the shield and let me go fight.
See, I have an obsessive compulsion to just, like, go and talk to everybody.
Me too.
Twice. So that I make sure they don't say anything different the second time.
Yeah, your Dragon Saga ruined you, or was it Sonic Unleashed?
No, to me it was Lunar. The Lunar for Sega CD, everyone said two things.
Huh.
And I was like, what?
Banjo Dragon Saga 3.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly the playtime is doubled!
I'm listening to things.
So the first game on the list is one I'm a large fan of, having beat every version of this game that there is.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
I'm talking about Final Fantasy IV.
Yep. It's the Village of Mist.
Village of Mist.
Which explodes nice and conveniently near the beginning of the game.
Yeah, very, very early on. We've actually talked about this exact scene in the podcast before. You go on a king's errand to deliver.
Now we have
package.
Audio.
The deliver package, then turns out you were sent to actually destroy the town.
And that's the thing, everybody who criticized this top seven pointed out, it's like, this is the third week you guys have talked about Megaton in a top seven.
Second.
It's like, well, no, it had been the third, because we had the Charlie's Decisions thing before.
Decisions
the religions.
And religions,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they even rhymed, almost. and, you know, to be fair, I hadn't even... considered that when I was writing this. I didn't even think about
God
it.
God damn it, the town exploded in a giant fucking mushroom
cloud. That's true. It's very explosive.
This one kind of burned.
But nobody seemed to catch that this was the second time I had used this exact same incident from Final Fantasy IV in top 7.
I knew that.
What was the other one?
You pay attention. The other one was in the top 7 Whoops, You're Evil.
Whoops,
moment.
You're
right,
evil.
Right, right. Yeah, I forgot. Because I was like, I know we've talked about this exact scene before.
You end up destroying the town, and I have a sound effect, and it all-encompassing exploding sound effect. I'd like you guys to cover your ears. This one's really...
Oh, God.
It's pretty loud, if you remember.
I'm going to cover my ears with my knees.
Are you ready?
I'm going to cover my head.
Okay, I'm ready. My knee, I can't hold this forever.
Can't turn this down. You ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bang!
Okay. Because the town explodes.
Wow, that was explosive.
The town explodes.
What? What?
The town explodes?
That's because my ears are ringing, because it was so loud. But this is Final Fantasy IV. I've said many times one of, if not my favorite game, and it sucks because when they added voice acting to it,
why God, is it your favorite game?
Exactly. It's just sad that when they add dialogue to it, it introduces the ability to get. It's already a very melodramatic game. Like,
to ham it up,
and they really ham it up. And that's Cecil, who they say is Cecil, but that's stupid. It's Cecil.
That's how Brits pronounce it.
It's Cecil. Sorry.
Oh, Cecil.
Square, you're wrong. And and it's the fact that he looks up at the sky and
looks down at the ground and throws back his shoulders.
Isn't there cinematic like blocking techniques we've just retired and moved on from? I think
Wolverine killed that technique.
There were
that's
did.
Like all the entire movie was.
Possibly the fourth time. I was with Wolverine the first three times. He looked up at the camera and yelled no.
Mm-hmm.
While throwing his claws out to his side.
To be fair, one of them wasn't a no. It was just a brah.
Brah.
All right.
I didn't think it would get old, but here's the scene of dialogue when...
Cecil and Kane.
Cecil and Kane. I guess it's Cecil. Realizing he's a piece of shit.
This is what we were sent to do?
He wished this village torched.
But why?
I also love that they play up Kane's badassery by, well, what if we get a deep voice actor, bassiest voice actor, and then run a filter over him so there was this village torch.
Now, who was the guy who did the phone calls and scream? Get him.
What do you mean that was a computer? All right, that's enough for that.
Ah, Kane. So glad when you show up.
Yeah.
Go for it. Number 6 on top 7 RPG towns that explode.
It's Taurus.
Taurus. From?
From Star Wars, KOTORs of the Old West.
KOTOR.
KOTOR.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I went through this twice, and I don't remember this moment for some reason.
Really?
You probably didn't enact the right maneuver.
Well, it was 7,000 years ago.
It was like right at the beginning, about 8 hours into the game.
I remember pew, pew, pew.
I just remember the Selkath lizard water people just.
Oh yeah,
That's how they say hello.
So what's the land you destroy?
It's like the first planet you go to after the beginning where you're attacked in space, and you hide out, and I think Bastila gets kidnapped by a gang, and you have to go rescue
fucking
her. And
women.
Like,
how do they get to space? You should be on a planet making something.
In the space.
You should be on a planet building a civilization. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Space nag, am I right? Come on. High five, everybody. We're
more
men.
Space pizza.
Everybody tap dicks. This is about men. This is about men.
We don't high five anymore.
Nope.
No.
It's dumb.
You're on this planet for like 5 to 8 hours, I think. I went back and like loaded up an old save, and it was like 8.5 hours in. Mm. It was toward the end of the whole Taurus thing. But you spend all your time there going around helping people. You explore the undercity, or you know, making their lives miserable if you're dark side. And then
boom tube,
like toward the end of that area, you. It's when you get your hands on the Ebon Hawk, which is like the Millennium Falcon clone you fly around
yes.
in the whole game. And Darth Malak shows up and just like completely bombards everything.
I believe I have a sound effect of that.
Okay.
In all seriousness, listen, here.
Resume the bombardment, Commander. Wipe this pathetic planet from the face of the galaxy.
Galaxy doesn't have a face, I'm sorry. Yeah. So this is kind of set up, I mean, like, obviously they're both BioWare, but Mass Effect has a similar thing where you spend, like, the first 4 hours on the Citadel, and then the...
The Citadel doesn't blow up after the 4 hours you spend there.
Not right away.
Ho-ho.
Spoiler from 2007.
Oh, no.
All right.
That's 2 years ago.
That's KOTOR, which, if you still haven't played it, KOTOR is really fantastic RPG. It's really good. It's very much like Mass Effect, so if you dug that at all... Definitely.
Still holds up, just not visually, and the load times are really horrible.
Oh, the load times are bad. Number five
I forgot how bad they were.
One of my favorite Final Fantasies.
Yeah, back to the Final Fantasy one.
Yeah.
Actually, this, like a lot of people said, oh, I bet this was, you know, influenced by Megaton. That was the idea. Like, actually, no, it was this one. It was Clara from Final Fantasy IX.
Whoop! It was hard to get a sound grab of, because it was a very lavish scene.
Yeah, but without much spoken dialogue. Mm-hmm.
That whole game is very flamboyant and just really...
It's really cool. It's way prettier than I kind of gave it credit for in my head.
Oh, God, it's such a good game.
Yeah. I think it's the best one on PS1.
Whoa!
Best Final Fantasy.
Wow.
I probably agree with you, actually, now that I think about it. I like 7 just fine.
Yeah, there are two schools of thought. There's the people who think 9 is better than 8, and then there's the people who suck.
8 was pretty. Yeah. I just hated everything else.
And then I played my first Final Fantasy in Final Fantasy X.
Which is also good.
Mm-hmm. Never played one.
So is this the planet that ends up just getting totally like crushed and destroyed utterly?
If by planet you mean town, then yes.
Jesus Christ. Get it together, guys. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either. There's like this giant tree that the Burmeseans, the rat people, live in.
Yes.
And like after Burmesea, which is the main town of these people, gets destroyed, all the refugees flee there. It's sort of like Helm's Deep, where like everybody's just like all the survivors are collected and massed, and there's like this weird little river dance ritual thing.
Sure.
And it results in this protective sandstorm around the tree thing being dropped. And then the bad guys attack, and you fight for like a couple hours trying to kind of beat back the invasion.
Real time hours?
Yeah, real time hours. And you get like all the survivors into this church, and this jewel is stolen. You go off after the thieves, and then the evil queen calls in.
I changed my mind. I hate this game.
He could be making this up. I have no idea.
See, I'm sorry. I'm very long winded.
I have no idea. And then the town eventually gets destroyed.
That probably went
on
for like three times longer than I thought it did.
How did the town get destroyed?
Odin comes out of the sky and throws a spear at it. Yeah, the Odin.
Love the Odin.
Oh man, Odin. Odin's actually dead. Thor has his power now. So whatever.
Oh, you're talking about Marvel Comics.
I sure am.
Elson, pull.
But there's no good audio to pull because nobody talks in Final Fantasy.
But it's a beautiful scene. I do recommend people go watch that.
Yeah,
try not to watch it on YouTube where everything looks like shit.
I saw it on YouTube.
This
I thought
video
it
looks pretty good.
Very visually unique.
Well, actually, yeah, it is a PS1 game, so it probably won't look any worse.
Oh, it's a cutscene.
Pre-rendered and shit.
Pre-rendered cutscene. What's number four?
Four is Zeal.
Zeal.
Seven RPG towns that explode.
And this one came heavily recommended by Mr. Charles Barrett.
No.
Yeah, I know. And surprisingly, it's nothing to do. Surprisingly, it's nothing to do with Gabriel Knight.
Right, I know. The two
shock.
Games Charlie's ever played.
That's
yeah,
true.
He...
Gabriel Trigger.
How did he get this job again?
Charlie's the... we call him... He's the quickest to hit the knees in the office. Probably. He's not here to defend himself.
And for all the love of Chrono Trigger that he has, he still hasn't played Chrono Cross, which blows my mind.
It's a weird-looking game. Coming straight off of Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, although I will point out that if you look on that entry... There's a picture of these like cavemen guys called the Earthbound.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them look exactly like Charlie.
They really do.
Really?
Same beard, same sad expression, same tousled hair.
They use the same sprite twice for these two cavemen in a cave on the page. It's on the second page of the article. No,
hey, I will say this is Michael did kind of grab video of almost all of these.
Yeah. Third page.
And it's good. It's good to watch, but. The sound is also what I thought was impressive enough to relay back to you guys from a 16-bit game. I liked it.
That is so impressive.
That part.
Hi. That sound is just so Chrono Trigger.
Yeah. But you know what? I think it's going to be my new incoming text message. Only for my mother. Because I secretly want to fuck her.
We knew that already.
I know.
I just finished that again in January.
What? Going balls deep in the mother?
Chrono Trigger.
Oh.
A little different.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess technically you could say that Zeal is a floating country, but I don't care.
It looks like a little Fantasia.
Yeah, well, there's no monsters or anything. You just walk from town to town.
So from time to time.
It's basically one big town.
I agree. What was the next one?
Next one was another fucking Final Fantasy game.
How happened?
Because the thing to take away from this is we really only kind of play Final Fantasy.
I will say, I do think a lot of RPGs just kind of are... JRPGs are completely by the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And,
a lot of them
and
are.
And Square tends to be the ones that kicks tradition and does something I haven't seen before, as is the case with Final Fantasy X.
And a couple people brought up things like Lahan from Xenogears, which I considered.
God.
But I didn't think it was that great.
Which
and,
is still a Square game. So.
I was also debating, like, right up until the end whether or not to use Suikoden 3, but that has not aged well, and it is really boring to watch.
That whole game is really boring to watch.
It really is.
I loved it
when it came out.
Yeah, it was fun to play, but, like, it was really, like, stiff animation. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
what about Brattleum Dash like from Infinite Star Ocean?
You just made that up.
I might have, but I could have passed it off. I have a feeling with a little bit of sprite work.
Probably.
So, Xanarkand.
Brattleum Dash.
Xanarkand.
New forum name, up for grabs, if you can spell it. Xanarkand.
Yeah, gets destroyed. It's like right there in the prologue of the game. And it gets destroyed.
Really
just,
cool cutscene.
Yeah.
I'd like to play because it's...
Really cool, long, interactive cutscene.
The more rockin'...
Yeah.
Apocalypse I've ever heard.
Oh my god. The music. Complete with like death clock lyrics.
No. Seek shelter.
I'm trying to remember exactly how the twist in Final Fantasy X goes, but like the beginning
You had it already happened?
You find out later that the opening is kind of the exact opposite of what you think it is. And
yeah.
It's really cool. It's almost like so cool, even though the game is like 9 years old at this point. Mm-hmm. It's such a game-changing spoiler. I almost didn't want to say.
I did give it away in the article.
Oh.
Well,
there you go.
Jerk! That game came out in, what, 2001?
Yeah.
It's 7 years. Really there's a statute of limitations on these things.
Yes. Not for
and
Final
besides,
Fantasy.
Besides, we've said multiple times in articles across Games Radar that Tidus is like some sort of dream. He's the dream of a bygone civilization.
What? What? He's not doing his game!
Tidus is the coolest character ever! And I captured audio! The show just did it!
Okay! Alright!
Oh, Tidus.
That's our boy. That's our boy. Call out to your dad's friend.
Alright!
Is he crashing a car right after?
No, in his defense, the town was being rendered.
Oh, the town is being eaten by Unicron.
Yeah. Oren is, like, standing right above him.
Yeah.
As he's clinging to this ledge.
Yeah, there was a more effeminate sound, Brett pointed out. But you know what? There's a reason for you to go to the Games Radar page and check out the video for yourself to watch the woman from Best in Show save the day in Final Fantasy X.
And then number two is Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I'm sick of Final Fantasy at this point.
I know. Did they not feel
there
be...
Midgar.
It didn't ever even occur to them in a second game. Like, we said Final.
Mm-hmm.
Well, only if you look at our organizational structure for our internal workings of our website, and you try looking for something in Final Fantasy. And now that category is what? Like 17,000 game entries long?
Yeah, it's
It's impossible to
something
find
like
stuff.
That, yeah.
War of the Lion Ring and all these other names that keep changing.
Yeah, well, the original idea was that each one was going to be the last story in that world.
Yeah.
So that's why you could get the oxymoronic Final Fantasy 2, 3, 4. But then when they start doing goddamn spin-offs of everything and Crystal Chronicles carries on into 7 games, it's... Whoa, Pigeon was flying.
God.
I know, the Pigeon was flying right at... Pigeon freaked me out.
Bagaw.
It's the Games Radar security pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
Game!
I don't even know what's... Final
Fantasy VII.
Sephiroth calls down Meteor, which is what he's been trying to do the whole game, and then he does it, and then...
I have
a clip. And the end of the game.
I have a clip of that.
Okay.
Bang!
Oh, well, there is that one.
Yes.
Which, you know, it might be the actual sound effect, considering that it's just music during the ending.
I did like the ending quite a bit of that game. Mm. The idea that... It was kind of like the planet won.
Yeah.
It was trying to stop
nature
people.
Won.
Nature won. And I thought that was a really cool idea.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that I didn't realize that the ending's almost ambiguous.
It is. Because for a while I was insistent that, no, this game was awesome because everyone died. Like, the planet purged people from the planet because it was sucking the life out of it. And it was a nice little allegory for what's going on in the real world. And then they made everything else after 7.
Speaking of which, Brett Elston, we may have a copy or two of Advent Children Complete on Blu-ray to give away. Stay tuned for details about that, children. Head to our forums, because I'm not exactly sure how we can give it away, but if we have we will have copies to give away, so head to our forums and we'll tell you on Friday.
Number one.
Megaton.
Which is on there, surprising nobody, but still, it's valid. I mean, it's the only one that you blow up yourself.
Yeah. That's true. And it's a very, very cool scene, though.
Again, this is Fallout 3. In case
Fallout 3.
And you get up to Tenpenny Tower where you detonate the bomb, and there's this old guy sitting there, and he's like, oh, yes, I didn't like looking at it, so I had my man try to blow it up.
I do have a clip of that. Here it comes. Cover your eyes, Michael.
Oh, oh no, I'm blind now.
Well done, Christopher. What a grand display of fireworks.
I almost pissed myself laughing.
Lay it out for me nice and clear. I blow up Megaton, what do I get?
You get an apartment in Tenpenny Tower, which is... A little bit nicer than the one that you get in Megaton if you don't blow up the town.
That's it.
Yeah, and also it turns Moira Brown into a ghoul.
which you like, apparently, was going to go on your crush list.
No, I liked her before the ghoul.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, it turns out all the people in these walking wraith things.
Wanted to see if Michael had an old fetish about fucking old bacon face.
I think fucking old bacon face should be our quote of the week. Censorship be damned.
I don't
there's
know.
There's another forum named Bacon Face.
I don't know. I don't know. We're going to have to see it hotly contested. There's still plenty more podcasts to come. That's right, because we have everybody. There's a bunch of cool games that are out that most of us have played. Michael went to go see a couple things at Activision.
I did.
That one of which he can talk briefly about. Another big thing he can only mention. Come see what it is. And we'll also have details on possibly a Bionic Commando. Bionic Commando, weird stuff to give away. I got way too much news of games infecting another medium. And the triumphant return of game deals.
Collision course with wackiness.
Go to GamesRadar.com.
It's on the internets.
That's dumb.
What, man, you thought I was finished? Got knocked out one time, man, you thought I was diminished? Flukes happen all the time, and I ain't gonna spin this. Got knocked out by a white but smaller than Dennis Kucinich. But the past is the past, and the last is the last time Little Max ever gonna get to kick off. Getting ready, fool? Yeah, yeah, watch your back. You're getting jacked, fool. Think Barry Bonds at the balcony.
Guten Tag, little buster, my name is Von Kaiser. Step to me again, Mac, and your pants will fill with scheiße. A German assassin like Tom Cruise off a movie. I gonna beat you down like a suburban kid in juvie. I'm all bull, the D-bag that you already noticed. My bull charge is illegal, it'll give you scoliosis. I laugh at your pain, I spit on your name. If my abs were exposed, I'd be the best in the game.
My name is Greg Tiger, the Frasier of Bombay. By Frasier, I mean Jonah Kelsey Grammer acting gay. I box in a turban, vanish in a world, make a memory of you like I'm kid.
I'm Don Flamenco, and ladies are my mission. Your girl be walking funny from my Spanish Inquisition. Go left, right, wrong, pendejo. I think I might just stab you.
I'm super macho man, living the straight Cali life. I'm drinking whey protein while I'm feeling on your wife. Best bots are alive, there's no advice you could tell us. My skin's so dark and tan, it makes Patrick Ewan jealous.
I'm rich like Branson, I'll kill you like Manson. I got bigger titties than Scarlett Johansson. Super heavyweight class, I'm fast with my junk. If I just had suspenders, I'll whoop your butt, punk.
I'm Glass Yo-Yo, and I deserve the shit I get. I folded for a Little Mac like a crepe Suzette. But I trained, I worked, I lifted, I schemed. Used to weigh 110, now I'm 115.
Pissin' Honda, I can hear the fans crying. You're gonna no-hit me like Nola and Ryan it. TKO from Tokyo, go kamikaze on that, that's all you need to know. In case you don't know me, I'm Soda Popinski. And next time, Mac, you're going down like Monica Lewinsky. So I'ma get drunk and be the one that overtook you. I'll leave you with less teeth than a Soviet hooker.
Yo, come just that one more time.
Hey guys, you wanted to see?
Take care, y'all.
My Little Chickadees.
Conspiracy!
Just discovered a conspiracy against the talk radar.
Conspiracy! We just, for the hell of it, Googled talk radar, and it comes, the first entry that comes up, it says on Google, request is invalid, click on it, and it's an Are They Gay article that was supposedly removed from our site
two years ago. Yeah.
I think we suffered some internet chicanery here. I think someone's behind this.
A Google bomb.
I think it's a Google bomb. Mm-hmm. I think it's a Google, the same thing that led miserable failure to the White House for a while, which it doesn't. Google removed that. I don't know if we have the Google clout.
Yeah, like, why? Add. It's just like, because I've Googled Talk Radar before and this wasn't there. And also the fact that this story predates the podcast by a year.
And doesn't mention the podcast.
The word talk or radar probably doesn't appear in anywhere in this article, and it's not. It's,
hey, if whoever did this, goddamn kudos. That was. I'm pretty sure it's one of those deliberate thingy-majigs.
It definitely doesn't make any sense.
But, oh, man. New releases. And I don't know what happened, but it. Obviously, we don't need to talk about every new thing that came out, but, like, a bunch of new stuff that I felt was relevant to the Talk Radar came out this week.
Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
UFC Undisputed. If you want to hear Shane talk in depth about that, he really dug it. I know a couple of people from GameSpot keep telling me, you gotta play the UFC Undisputed. Like, I'm gonna try, but Guys in Trunks, just. There's a better place for it, and it happened to come out this week. And,
they made a male porn game?
Not those kind of trunks.
Oh, I see.
No. Majora's Mask came on a virtual console.
Oh, good.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. I mean, Majora's Mask, the further I get from it, the more I respect it for being completely weird.
I definitely respect it. I just did not have fun with it. It's the only Zelda I haven't beaten.
But it wasn't a lot of fun. It required more tasks that took me out of the game.
Yeah. It's just one of those ideas that, like, I can't believe that was greenlit. And they pushed it that far. Like, let's take our biggest. Like, Ocarina of Time was still fresh in everyone's mind. Like, how do we follow this up? Let's go so weird.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it's a weird, really, like, borderline disturbingly serious kind of game.
The moon will destroy the planet if you do not return your money to the bank every 3 hours.
It's such a bizarre game.
And now you can find out for yourself at the tune of, what, like, 10, 12 bucks?
Probably 10 bucks.
10 bucks.
And it's also the 300th virtual console game.
It is. It's the 300th virtual console game. And for the first time, I looked at the top entries on the virtual console page. Not surprising at all, but it's still odd to see, in any capacity, number one, Mario 3.
Yeah.
Number two, Super Mario Brothers. I'm like, I don't have any shortage of methods of playing Super Mario Brothers. I own at least six Super Mario Brothers
cartridges. It's like Sonic 1. I've accidentally come into 20 versions of Sonic 1.
Exactly. And that is, Nintendo's never made, like, an anthology game, ever.
Mario All-Stars.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like a Genesis collection or like a
not
like
that
a console
degree.
Collection.
It's because they're because Sega has more games that fizzled and died.
Yes, Birdie, I loved it.
Birdie,
what was it?
Flicky
Labyrinth. My goodness,
Dark,
Sega. Deserves a kick in the balls.
Dark Labyrinth.
Dark Labyrinth.
Fatal Labyrinth.
And, oh, it certainly was.
Yes. But, like, you know, you'll get Sonic 1, 2, 3, you'll get Streets of Rage 1, 2, 3, Golden Axe 1, 2, 3, but they're all very bite-sized games, whereas, like, Zelda, there is a Zelda compilation disc for GameCube. Zelda,
there is.
Zelda 1, 2, Ocarina, and Majora's Mask. Like,
I have it.
That had the best commercial, too.
It's a powerful...
We'll play
it was a terrible commercial. And that guy going, ha, ha, in a Link costume.
Thank you, Michael. I think you just found our commercial.
Oh, you were recording that.
Uh-huh. Steel Princess.
Ugh.
Is it no? Bad?
Carolyn wrote a preview for it, and she had to play it, and it just sounded really kind of awful.
Anything else on that, Elston?
It's a game built entirely around touch controls, and the touch controls are really crappy.
Mm.
And there's a thing, like, you have to tap around you to attack, but if you tap yourself, you unequip the weapon. So in the fervor of trying to tap around to get the enemy, and then, I just dropped my sword in the middle of the fight. Like, I don't know.
I know what Elson just said sounds crazy, because a lot of DS games do that, but it does infuriate me.
Yeah, it's
like a very minor proximity difference, and I'm useless. And it happened to me in Phantom Hourglass and World Ends With You.
Yeah.
Depending on where I tap. here's something you can probably hate a little more. Number one on Amazon, EA Active Sports.
Oh, wow.
I think a game that comes equipped with a rubber packed in. Solid, standard,
no
stretchy rubber. If you want a really expensive PS1 looking workout, now maybe I'm selling it short, but I don't care because they literally sent none of this out to the enthusiast press.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah, I remember I went there.
Well, it's barely a game. It's more of a thing.
It is. It's more of a thing. But I don't want to see more things on Wii because I do want to see how this does. Because GameStop's pushing it really heavily, thinking it's going to go up against Wii Fit. And I'm like, I think the public learned its lesson with Wii Fit.
Wii Fit is still in the top three every month.
But I think you need one.
Yeah, you only need one.
You need one.
Which is why I don't think Wii Sport Resort is
going to do great.
It's just like everybody's like, I got this for free with my Wii. Why I got to pay $50 for another one?
It's going to be a big week for Wii this week, especially when we go to the game deal segment. But it also got, along with the DS, Puzzle Kingdom from the makers of Puzzle Quest. No?
I don't know anything about it, really. Again, Carolyn wrote a preview for it months ago, so I only know off of that. And it was a neat idea.
And speaking of Wii owners, hey, look at that. I know you don't have access to a lot of DLC. Rock Band Classic Rock Track Pack with 20 songs from allegedly classic. I say allegedly, but only because the Stone Roses Love Spreads is in there with like ancient rockers. And like,
right.
I remember when that song was barely popular in the 90s when it came out. I have no idea why it's a classic. You also got Boomblock's Bash Party.
Boring.
Party. It's EA finally selling out after making one of the last big developers to really try on the Wii.
Well, we've still got Dead Space Extraction on the way.
We do. And then a couple other things. Condiet, all that good stuff. But Boomblock's Bash Party, I just read an article on Go Nintendo saying that numerous people are reporting the game is very hard to find now, and nobody really knows why. But and I don't want to call out certain retailers, but it's like I checked GameStop, Target, not there. Toys R Us seems to be the successful one. Not saying you know what? It's always fun to go to Toys R Us.
Toys R Us in the past.
I really was your cue, Brett.
Every time I go to Toys R Us, I feel like a creepy pedophile.
Oh, I love it. Love
like
it.
Everyone there is watching me.
Just smacking kids on the ass. I'm just playing, man.
The thing is when the first year I was working there, it was. They actually had a meeting about high-level shit that had gone on at Toys R Us. Like, they were...
How to date customers?
Yes. behind closed doors deals Nintendo was making... Toys R Us was making with different companies to only give us your shit.
Yeah, no.
But it wasn't like a deal outwardly, like, exclusively at Toys R Us is this thing. It was like... Hey, little tykes, let's discuss some technically illegal shit. They had to stop doing it, so I don't know.
No, they never stopped doing it. That stupid fucking Werehog figure I have in my desk is exclusively Toys R Us. Apparently that's how they've gone about staying in business, because they can't compete price-wise with Walmart.
They cannot compete price-wise, so
they can get exclusive toys.
They push the experience.
They can get exclusive Transformers, too, because I have a couple friends who are Transformers nerds. What the hell? Go ahead, Michael, and then we have to move on.
No, I was just going to say, I can get behind the experience, having once been a kid, and remembering what Toys R Us was like.
Where a kid can be one.
Well, it's like the holy grail of toy stores, and we, of course, didn't
ridiculous.
Have one in my hometown.
Yeah,
me neither,
so
forever.
It was like this exotic thrill. It's like a supermarket filled with toys!
Things I want!
Yes.
All the things that I want. It's not like Lowe's where there's a fucking slide and then miles of wood.
Yeah.
So those backroom deals are... I'm guessing why they always had those exclusive, like, multi-figure packs.
Yeah.
And why they have, like, what was it? Last time I was there, they had, like, a four-pack of Gears of War figures.
I know, for the kids!
Yeah.
I go in there once a year.
Everybody gets a chainsaw!
Woo! All right, moving along. What else came out this
moving
week?
Moving along, what else came out this week? Braid came home to the flat platform that deserves it most, the ultra-pretentious Mac. Mac now can now play... The most artistic game of the year.
Woo!
And I say that loving Braid completely, but, you know, Henry's right. Its fans are completely full of themselves and made the game obnoxious by association.
I disagree.
The fan... All right. You can disagree.
I don't pay any attention to the fans. I just like the game.
There you go. You heard it first, Michael, and his interaction with the audience.
Yep.
And...
I hate you all. Also, I'm pretentious. That's what you should glean from this.
See, I told you, good quote of the week.
Yep.
I love. I'm looking at Metacritic now, and I love the discrepancy between all-time high score on the DS. You know what the highest ranking DS game is?
Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars.
Yes. And what is probably the least selling game in the top 10? Chinatown Wars.
I should probably clarify, I was talking about Braid's fans, not our fans. When I said I don't care about the fans.
Sure. They don't believe you, by the way.
I know they don't.
But post your responses in our forum saying that you do not believe Michael.
You shouldn't believe someone who hates you.
Follow it up with a nasty Photoshop. Hate Michael.
Or don't. That would actually be better.
We should do a contest if who can better depict Michael Rapar's death.
Oh,
not
Christ.
Predict, but depict. What did I say?
I don't care.
He picked. What? You don't want his Photoshops of you? It's always flattering. Go home. Show the wife.
Uh-huh.
Look, people respect me. And then
look, they have pictures of me dying.
Oh, and you know what else came out this week? In case you've looked at our site, you probably need no reminding. Bionic Commando. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Any reason is a good excuse to cue Bionic Commando music. Especially from Rearmed.
Oh, that's so good. So I'm seriously considering getting the new Bionic Commando. What do you think?
I have played it, and I thought that there were complaints that it was ugly.
Okay.
And I think that's unjust. It's just a little bit of sameness.
Yeah, it's kind of drab, but the graphic quality is good.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
But I do think the main things I love about it are the main reasons I love Spider-Man 2. And it's not as good mechanically as Spider-Man 2. And that's why I'm just going to lob it over to Elston, because he's a better person to answer everything in the state, every category of the statement I just made.
Right. Well, I think Web of Shadows is a perfect modern Spider-Man game. Like, I overlooked it until, like, literally 2 weeks ago, and then popped in, and I was like, holy shit, this is actually...
Told you, man!
This is really good. So Web of Shadows is kind of Spider-Man where he needs to be right now. Beat that about a week or so ago.
But it's kind of the euphoria of jumping off a building and latching onto something and swinging and throwing your physics. Mm-hmm. But it really is a claw and one claw and one wire attached to your body, and it gets caught on the weirdest shit.
Yeah,
and you fall into water and drown. Like, yeah. Spider-Man can just let, like, that web doesn't exist anymore. I've started a new one.
Yeah, it's just a thing of you've only got one arm to swing with, so it's you know, comparison to Spider-Man's not really fair, because Spider-Man's whole thing is fast, agile, whatever. This is the exact opposite. You're kind of heavy. You got one big clunky arm. Mm-hmm. I played it for a couple of hours last night, and I think it's fun. It definitely, I think we're on the exact same page on this, that it is a fun game. It is not exceptional or great at all, and it might, I don't know that $60 is good for it. I like that it lays out all these challenges for you as you're playing the game, like, it'll kill two guys with headshots. Okay, now kill 15 guys. Like, as you're playing, you kind of get reasons to keep playing, in addition to the story, which is whatever.
Very specific reasons to keep playing.
And
the hidden items themselves. I thought it was largely your incentive, your motor to play is as we were talking about it, the review score. And I think your scores you're seeing are entirely dependent on everybody's affection for the old Bionic Commando. And there's just enough references in there to the old Bionic Commando to make me giddy.
Yeah. But I like the fan service it pays, but there's a lot of scores that are low. There's like sixes and fives that I'm like, wow.
I see how you can give it a six.
If
you don't care about a Bionic Commando.
But I still think what's there works fine enough. Like, I don't think it's an okay game. I think it's a good game. I think eight's maybe pushing it. Like, that starts to get into, I don't know yet. But it seems, I know it's cliche to give a game 7, but it seems better than a 6, but it's not good enough for an 8. I rarely give 7s,
like,
so this is...
Well, I was about to review it. I was going to give it an 8.
Yeah.
But I can understand a 6 very easily. Very easily.
The 6 to me sounds like I didn't get the arm right away. I didn't like having to figure out how to use the arm. I'd rather play a game that I didn't have to do.
I got the arm immediately. I got it, and I got it to work well enough. But then there's, like, hidden challenges in front of me that clearly take a little more strategy to reach. So I haven't perfected it.
Yeah.
And I didn't take the time to perfect it.
It's the same kind of thing as someone who just plays Street Fighter. It's like, well, it's just punching and kicking. What do you want? It's like, well, they're... I'm not saying this game is
I'm glad I'll never review a Street Fighter. Because I don't know if I can review it under the guidelines that you should take the time to perfect this.
Yeah. Well, it's just that... I don't know. There is a sharp learning curve in this. You need to spend some time getting the hang of, because no other game controls like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think, at the very least, ignore all the scores. If you think it sounds neat to swing from a mechanical arm around a city and it looks really nice, you should play it just to find out for yourself.
The shooting, I have no problem with the shooting.
The shooting was fine.
The weapons are fine.
And there's multiplayer, and there's...
And again, I'm extremely biased. Brett and I went to a multiplayer event, found out a Bionic Commando lunchbox was online. I practiced.
Yeah.
I played. We won the multiplayer event with against a team of our peers, and then the demo came out, and it turns out that practice had made me better than all of the internet, and I was kicking ass. So I'm completely biased, but I fucking love the multiplayer.
I like it, all right. But my problems with the game, I thought it was funny. I think the M rating hurts it. There's no reason this needs to be rated M.
It was a little jarring to hear the first F word.
It's just like, why do you need... Because imagine this: if this game were T, it would sell a lot more immediately. Because if I was a 10-year-old kid, I see a guy with a huge... It's just like the original Bionic Commando. Of course I wanted to play that as a kid because, dude, I have a robot arm. That's so cool.
Yeah.
If I'm a 10-year-old kid asking for an M-rated game, I'm probably not going to get it.
Solely
so they can make it hard and edgy. It didn't need to be that way. It's a guy with a robot arm.
It's a little odd.
So what you're saying is it's kind of like Final Fight Streetwise that
Yeah,
way.
It's just gratuitously. And the thing is, so far it's not like they're cussing left and right. It's just that gives them the reason to.
No, it took it like 10 minutes, and I kind of realized, like, I don't hear that kind of language in a Resident Evil game.
Yeah.
Which is an automatic M.
Yeah, because of the gore.
Because of the gore.
And this is the thing that's not that bloody. It's not that cussy, but it's just enough of both to be like, well, got to give you an M, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also don't like, oh my God, the ads are kind of annoying. There's Pepsi ads all over the place.
Oh my God.
Oh, Christ.
I never understand this. Are you that thirsty to advertise anything? Like, I love, what I really love is
I'm
futuristic.
I'm pretty thirsty for Pepsi all of a sudden.
Jesus.
Pepsi juice.
What I've... futuristic, post-apocalyptic movies.
Yeah.
People decide to advertise in. Like, you do understand this is a fallen society.
Yeah.
It usually means you are a part of the society failing. My favorite is The Island. Because The Island, who's seen The Island? Michael Bay is The Island.
Yeah. I saw parts of Clonosaur, and I'm given to understand that it's basically
same thing. But, like, it turns out, twist in the middle of the movie. Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson are in an underground facility being harvested for their organs. But that didn't stop Microsoft from throwing ads up to people who would never ever get to play one.
Oh my God.
Around this horrific facility in this completely unethical situation. I was kind of like, you don't want your ad here. This is kind of like a Nazi camp with organs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing with Bionic Commando is you go into a city, and here's the thing about a big city. I understand the need to want to put real ads, because the fact that a Pepsi ad is in a game doesn't bother me, because that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Spider-Man Web of Shadows, again, has McDonald's ads, and, like, some cell phone companies in there, and they're billboards.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. There are billboards for McDonald's.
I'm guessing Ericsson.
That's fine. The problem with the Pepsi ads is it's the only paid ad. So, there's, when you have just one company omnipresently in the game, it's like, why didn't you get a couple of extra ads? Instead, there's Tricell ads, which is a company in Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Which then makes me think this is the same universe, because there's Tricell. It's like seeing Umbrella ads.
There are some clever banners with, like,
and there's Dark Void ads all over the place. For a game that's not out yet. It's just too much advertising.
That is actually kind of cool. I like, because Pixar sneaks in shit.
I wonder if that stuff is dynamic, though. Like, it's linked to a central server.
Because the Pepsi stuff is literally Pepsi machines. So
they are they are soda pop machines.
Yes.
I believe the Pepsi logo that they were still using when they started development.
Yeah,
game.
It's the old logo.
So can you destroy the machines?
No.
Or when you shoot them, does it say Pepsi is far too tasty to be destroyed?
I believe it says
It says the real thing.
It says I believe it says, and if you could just give me a second to cue up the funny, this is going to be great.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. Every time you shoot a Pepsi machine, a very subtle noise comes out.
Why?
Barely a laugh from Michael. Wasn't worth it.
But real quick, I'll do this really fast. The game starts without your arm.
It's very weird.
So you
to look
run
at.
Around with no arm.
Yeah,
not for very long.
It's not that long. It's about 15 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah.
10-15 minutes of gameplay. But just that fact that you actually begin the game searching for your arm is the equivalent of a Spider-Man game gosh, I better go pick up some web fluid. And then the first 10 minutes of the game is you not being able to swing. Like, don't take away. The cover of the box is the arm is
it's
the
so
most
short in the scheme of things.
But it's like there's no reason. Gotta find my arm. No, you don't. Just fucking start the game.
It plays into the whole point. Well, the whole plot of the game is that it's people are against bionic people because they're mutants.
Well, I remember
even though we did it to them.
I remember like months ago they were saying some vaguely pretentious stuff about how like you know what is it? Are you still a man if you're biomechanically augmented?
Yeah,
it's like,
man.
Does that factor in at all?
Yeah. No, apparently everybody with a wheelchair is fucking inhuman and deserves less rights than a... Yeah.
But basically, yeah, it's the kind of game I think everyone... If you're slightly interested, definitely check it out. It's the kind of thing I don't think a review score is adequate here.
I cannot believe we're still in new releases.
I know.
Speaking of which, we have a giant Bionic Commando box.
Yes.
A really cool box full of a bunch of Bionic Commando stuff. Like, we got lanyards and action figures and sticker.
It's just like a pile of stuff.
It's a giant pile of Bionic Commando stuff. So it's not just enough for you. It's, like, enough for you to give out to, like, fucking five friends. It's something I hate parting with, except that I don't have any more room for that stuff. But I love novelty boxes itself. It's like a giant... We're going to send it to you in a giant... version of the Bionic Commando box.
Yeah, it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Huge.
So please, enter if someone cares.
The contest will be, we'll start a thread in the forums, gamesradar.com/forums, for all your talk radaring needs. Just because we need something really quick to give this away, what part of your body would you like to replace with a bionic appendage?
And you can say it, you can draw it. Doesn't matter.
The best / funniest story will get it.
Yeah. And the more photos that incorporate evil Michael Opara is being punished for saying he hates his fans.
Which I didn't say.
I believe he did. I'm paraphrasing. I'm Bill O'Reilly.
You're putting dicks in my mouth.
You're putting dicks in.
A verbal dick crutch. I can't. All right. But getting into the biggest new release of the weekend.
Oh, man. Well, that was an accident.
That really was an accident.
Wow.
Jesus, sorry, Computar. Getting into the wildest... Jesus. The wildest release of the month is Punch-Out.
Punch-Out, man.
It's better than you. And I looked at your Punch-Out review. I realized I never checked the score.
Oh,
I looked at it on Metacritic because you yelled at Metacritic in your article.
Yeah, everyone knows Metacritic because we use it on here a lot. God, you're right. I searched Punch-Out on Metacritic and I get Fight Night.
Yeah.
God. The last paragraph of the Punch-Out review for Wii that I wrote says, just for you, Metacritic. And then I wrote a little blurb, and then they used it.
They used it.
And they even used the just for you Metacritic, which is great. Punch-Out's doing very well. It's averaging a 90.
A 90?
Yeah. It's got two perfect scores from 1UP and Giant Bomb. I gave it a 9. GameSpy a 9. Destructoid a 9. Doing very well. It really plays on your affection for the old games. It's the kind of thing that if Nintendo had stayed this course all along, we wouldn't even be complaining about all the casual stuff and like the silly motion controls.
I think there's a chance.
We just complain about the fact that it's like, they just make the same games over and over again.
Yeah, we replaced one complaint with another. But this is a very...
Who I was as a kid, like if I had this game for a while and I was willing to learn.
Yeah.
And I wanted this to be my one game I played with for like a month.
Yeah.
I'd still have a good time with it. I'd still mind it.
And I love this because it occurred to me when I was writing this review, and I wrote this in the review that...
Oh, by the way, this is a very Punch-Out happy podcast.
Oh,
we're gonna
man.
Have a lot of Punch-Out music.
Oh,
stuff
man.
Taken directly from the game. It's hard to earn. You'll figure it out.
It's hard to earn. Yeah, the exhibition mode is how you earn all these sound effects.
Should have the Punch-Out music playing during all the Final Fantasy entries in the top 7.
But the thing I realized is there are so many things you can do to each of the boxers that you mm-hmm. fight, like interrupt their moves, dodge and get a star punch. There's a
great picture you have.
There's
of
a
it.
Piece of the first page of the article explains like it's not just dodging.
No.
There's a lot of stuff going on here. But it's still easy to pick up and play. You don't have to invest this time. And to that effect, I really liken the experience to Guitar Hero or Rock Band. Like, when you watch someone play who's really good at Punch-Out...
Yeah, it's astounding.
It's amazing. It's like watching someone five-star an expert song, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, how do you know what to do?
Like, I could probably say you as an experienced gamer, you listening, a hardcore experience gamer, years under your belt, you could finish the game in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then you could watch, I'll say me, or probably better, Brett, play, and you'll be fucking astounded at what happens if you can put some time into it.
Yeah, it's just, you will not get hit, you will stop every attack they do, almost all of the attacks, and then just annihilate people in like a third of the amount of the time that you thought was your fastest time. Like, layers peel off of this game.
Play it at a friend's house and realize that every one of those people, eventually, once the internet figures it out, can be beaten in about 10 seconds.
Hopefully it gets to that
And
point.
I don't mean that as a detriment to the game. There's like, there's that many secrets.
Yeah.
Within what they do, and it really depends on your reaction.
But also part of the fun is just how there's just a lot of charisma and a lot of personality to this game.
It's
and
true.
I posted the it's a fun with stereotypes starring Punch-Out article, which I urge everyone to take a look at, because I had a lot of fun writing it. It's just like, Punch-Out really plays fun with all the stereotypes of the different boxers, like Glass Joe's from France, so he's really fucking French and holds a baguette and drinks fancy coffee and lives in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Perhaps. Glass Joe? This guy?
Yeah. Yep, that guy.
That guy? Little Glass Joe. And remember, he's French.
Bonjour!
Frog leg!
He sounds like my bad vampire impression.
The Fracula?
Of Fracula?
Bonjour, je suis Glass Joe.
I finished the first day of French class.
I have no idea what he's really saying, but I completely. My hat is big. It's all very basic.
It's all super.
French.
My name is Glass. I am Glass Joe.
I do think the people who translate a great tiger's dialogue for us, and I encourage you to go on our forums and translate in the TalkRadar 52 thread. Translate exactly what these guys are saying.
Vive la France.
Well, that one.
We can leave that one alone. I have an idea. He wants France to viva.
He demands it.
He demands it.
But yeah, if you go into exhibition mode in Punch Out, you get. Each boxer now has three goals to do while you fight him. Like, for Glass Joe, it's KO him in this amount of time, win the game without getting hit, find five different ways to get stars, you get stars to do uppercuts by interrupting attacks or canceling their moves.
I've played the game almost to a little bit of completion in the original, in the first mode, never gotten a three-star hit.
Oh, really?
It's hard, man.
It is hard. But when you unlock that stuff, you unlock the sound effects, you unlock the Punch-Out theme.
And the ethnic variations and all the themes.
Yeah, the ethnic variations
of each. Which you've been hearing throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, so like you'll get a French version of the Punch-Out music, you get a German version, you get a Canadian banjo version. It's so fun to listen to this music. Oh, like here's a Bear Hugger.
Bear Hugger!
Wow.
Yeah, classic fans enjoy. Which one? I have a couple of Bear Hugger themes. This is...
Bear Hugger is
my second favorite.
Now I have the strength of a bear. Oh, that's good. Yes.
I can't tell if Bear Hugger's Canadian or fat.
So he's a Canadian.
Both.
He's a Canadian that drinks maple syrup like it's water.
Nah.
And then also,
I like raw fish.
Canadians, I apologize.
You sure that wasn't Piston Hondo there?
Piston Hondo.
Yeah.
I like raw fish.
He would Reich raw fish.
Reich raw. Or Reiki.
Lacism.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, God.
Lacism with Michael LaPara.
You see, since we don't have the gong sound effect, that's what I have to resort to.
Perfect.
That was where the gong sound effect used to be.
All right.
Okay. I have Von Kaiser.
Oh, and then Von Kaiser, he's from Germany.
Hold on, don't give it away, Elson. I want people to guess, because for some reason I pulled five sound bites.
That's him just
really?
Realizing.
Well, it reminded me of my savage vomit button. Hold on, let me see if we can do this.
Wow.
Okay, Von Kaiser.
Uh-oh. Ich bin eine Kampfmaschine. Mein Name, Von Kaiser.
Now I want people to guess what nationality he is.
His name is Von Kaiser.
Von Kaiser?
Weitermachen! Mommy.
Yeah.
That's a what like example? Von Kaiser. One of the goals is to beat him in 5 punches.
Yeah.
To KO him, beat him, gone 5 punches. Find a way to do it. I figured it out.
Wow. Mommy.
That's a trick. The mommy is a signal because each of the boxers gives either an audio, mm-hmm. audio or visual clue right before they do each attack. So you have a split second to react to what they're about to do.
It's very nice because I had to learn those things on 8-bit, mm-hmm. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and Super Punch-Out. The tells, as you, I really like that you call them tells, are so much more lavishly, they are very distinctive, and I love.
Just a lot of effort put in this game. It really feels like they clearly care.
Except for the cutscenes, a lot of effort put in this game. I really appreciate this from Nintendo, a company, you know, we give a lot of crap.
Yeah. But then there's also the Doc, who is the coach.
Be careful!
Who is the coach, which we played a little bit of his audio before, but the fucking Doc, man, he is not helpful at all, and that's his goal as a trainer. He should be helpful.
I got a feeling I should have betted on the other guy.
Yes, you should have betted on him.
Isn't that funny? You're losing.
Is that for anybody in specifically?
That's just general when you're getting beat up really bad.
Uh-oh. This guy's massive. His arms is bigger than your body, son.
You're going to end up in a hospital.
I like the characterization, but I hope the voice actor is happy he's being paid to say nothing.
I love
Don't you worry, son. We all know his brain age.
that was a clever reference to another franchise.
Which I looked up, and I believe is like the highest selling was like the 17 millions. It's not a bad... I loved it when it came out. It's kind of depressing when I looked at GTA's almost half a million sales.
Yeah, Chinatown Wars. Poor, awesome game.
Hey, did you eat some of my chocolate bars?
He loves his fucking chocolate.
What's your favorite flower, son? Mine's chocolate.
Jesus. And the last...
That dog is a hoot and a half, motherfucker.
The last one is really great.
You mean to tell me I traded tickets to the chocolate bar convention for this?
That's a thing that exists.
That's really good.
That sounds like a contest. Who could...
That sounds like a really, like, the... The uncreative Italian friend in the Brooklyn neighborhood. Hey, where you going? A chocolate convention? Like that. That's
the chocolate bar convention.
Hey, yeah, get it? Because he's eating chocolate, right? You know what I said? I said, are you going to chocolate? Like that.
That's what that reminds me
of. And then the last, I think that's all of them, right?
It is all.
Okay, the last one is something I noticed when I was watching the cutscenes in between the circuits that you box. Reference the original, you know, Little Mac running in a pink hoodie against the Statue of Liberty thing.
Mm.
It's...
Love that music.
Yeah, I realized... Wow. Pay attention. I realized a speech pattern that Doc has that was, when you notice it, becomes extremely obnoxious and obvious.
Come on, Mac. Come on. Work him, Mac. Work him. Hit it, kid. Hit it.
Ow.
Push it out, Mac. Come on, push it out. Keep it up, Mac. Keep it up.
Oh, that's it. He says everything twice. Work it out.
He's Docky 2 times. He's gotta go get the papers. Another Goodfellas reference from a man who hasn't seen the movie.
I get it because of Pally's. Only says
Johnny 1 time.
Jesus, this suit stinks.
We used to call him Docky 1 time.
All right, that's the new releases, but yeah, Punch Out, man.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Forget exactly what we were going to get into.
News.
News! News! Here's some depressing shit. Dead Rising 2 will not appear at E3 due to the fucking swine flu.
Yeah.
Which only excites me because I'll be able to, bully Japanese men out of their lunch money by coughing.
No, it's true, though. A couple weeks ago, Carolyn and I went to an NIS event. NIS America, publishers of, like, Disgaea and Ars Delico and things mm-hmm. like that. And there were supposed to be developers there to talk about the games they were showing that night, and they weren't there because of the swine flu. The threat of swine flu. Like, Japan is really cracking down on that.
I didn't know, and I'm like, these guys are... The Asians I've worked for straight out of the country are very germophobic.
Mm.
But there has been somewhere around, I think they said 191 reported cases of swine flu in Japan alone. and it's way more than the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Also, just the fact that 191 people in a country of how many millions?
Yeah, like
it's just
a
like
very
get over it. It's done. It's gone.
Very what?
It's a fucking it's a flu. Get over it. Everybody should just shut up.
Well, except for the little Mexican kid who died, Red.
How many people die of the regular flu every year?
Like, anyone? That is true.
It's just like it's. Such
I hate Dr. Phil so much, but it was in a.
It's just
I was in a convenience store at an ATM. Do you know how many people died of drunk driving in the same time as swine flu? And it was 5,500 compared to 3.
Yeah, like, it's just it's maybe. Such alarmist. Like, we need a headline. We need to get people scared about something. It's like,
not, dude, I want a disease to watch and follow more than anybody. I always root for the bad guy. Can't be the bad guy. Root for the bad guy.
I'd prefer to not have that disease wipe us out. But
not wipe us out. Look, no matter what happens, I'm going to make it.
That's
want to know why?
Because I'm 16 and can change the world.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Can't happen to me.
Right, it's true. It can't. Or me, for that matter.
It can't happen to me.
You're right. We're all invincible.
That really, really does suck. Fallout 3 DLC finally coming to PS3 along
Woo!
With...
So our original statement of winning DLC...
See, what I was going to say is that we were so ahead of the game. we accidentally leaked you two new statements in one. But speaking of PS3, and this hurts a little bit, the... PS2 last month, for the first time since the PS3 came out, outsold the PS3 in the month of April.
PS2 outsold?
PS2 outsold the PS3 in the month of April.
I thought that was...
It's all price cut to like $100.
I thought that was standard. I thought PS2 was always selling more.
No. No, I mean, the PS2 saw a significant price cut.
Right. Oh, so it finally went down to $100.
That was publicized and advertised, blah, blah, blah. And the PS3 remains expensive.
$400?
But I thought that was strange. Microsoft patents the term magic wand.
Oh, boy.
Magic wand.
I don't think you can do that.
I don't think you can do that either.
I think Hitachi already has the patent on that one.
I was going to say, there's a very successful clitoris stimulator that Hitachi's been marketing for years. And not to mention what you'd hear from the Rowling estate trying to... Yeah, by the way, that thing Harry Potter holds all the time.
Yeah, so they're going to owe Microsoft money now?
You owe Bill Gates money every time you say that.
Yeah, they can't...
Magic wand. I can't imagine what it applies to, and I'm sure there's absolutely...
I'm sure we'll know.
They're going to sue J.K. Rowling.
They should.
She can never say magic wand again.
I love that about 2 weeks from now, we'll be at E3 complaining about a magic wand.
I have a feeling, given current technology, even the new motion controls will look pretty cool in a confined tech demo.
Yeah,
under a strictly defined criteria. And I'm hearing the crazy head tracking and stuff. I don't know. I'm not hearing any of that, actually. I'm making all that up.
You're right.
And I have no idea, and I'm not breaking any embargoes by saying things the internet is already well aware of.
Enjoy your Metroid compilation.
Oh, Square Enix may be producing a game from Grasshopper.
Oh, boy.
The folks behind... Well, whatever. The folks behind Killer 7 and No More Heroes. I think that's pretty goddamn cool.
Yeah.
Michael, are you in camp with me?
I'm definitely in camp
with
you. By which I mean I'm gay with you.
Yes, we're in the gay camp together. Just, by the way, that's redundant. Uh-huh. If you're in camp, well, now you know.
This is true.
Right. I'm glad I got Michael's attention because I completely forgot. You went to Activision...
I did.
Event
in Vegas. I just got back a few hours ago, actually, from that sweltering hellhole.
But man, Vegas sucks.
No,
I like Vegas, I gotta say.
It's just like an oven.
It's like a mall where lame people go to have fun.
There's ways to have plenty of fun in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm not saying there isn't.
As long as it involves putting your money into machines.
But I can guarantee we can have more fun here. It's just that like our government doesn't turn a blind eye to drunk driving.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Fucking public molestation.
I can be drunk for 3 days in Vegas and no one will notice.
Yes.
I went to Activision. And yesterday I saw two really cool things. One of which,
the last one.
I can talk about Prototype.
Ooh. Yeah, Prototype.
Yeah, okay, I can talk about Prototype. Yeah.
I want to play Prototype.
I want
to play
it too.
It's been years.
I played it for 3 hours
yesterday.
And I got kind of jumped around to various points in the game after playing the beginning for like 45 minutes.
Whatever, you're a senior editor of Sandbox and Crime.
Yeah, it is fucking awesome.
Really?
Yes. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's by the same people who did Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
Fun.
And it feels a lot like that. Like, you can just dash right up the side of buildings, at the drop of a hat. It's kind of interesting because, like, the whole thing is like an 18-day
viral outbreak, and it starts you out. It starts you out in day 18 in the middle of Manhattan, and basically the whole city's been taken over by this virus that turns people into zombies and monsters. You get to start out with all your powers, and then it
Metroids them away.
Yeah, it takes you back to day one.
That, which I have to say, we were wondering what that is called.
Yeah,
and Giant Bomb actually called it the abilities.
The abilities. I did see them call it that.
Which I thought was pretty good.
But yeah, the whole thing is like a cross between Incredible Hulk and Dark Sector a little bit, just in the aesthetics of it. That, you know, you can grow like this armor that looks almost exactly like the armor in Dark Sector. Mm. And
so it's not just an Old Navy hoodie the whole time.
Right, right. Well, it kind of is. That's like your standard thing. But the cool thing is that you can just eat people on the street. Like you run up and grab them and then like hit triangle to consume, and then you'll like, you know, slice them in half or something, or just punch their faces in. And, but then like these black tendrils seep out of your body and like absorb them before you see too much of the gore, and just so you've got these body parts just sort of swirling around your character.
Does that mean are they angling for like a teen rating?
No, it's definitely M, because you can slice people in half without the tendrils.
Again, that's what I thought I remembered playing. A very, very M-rated game.
No, it's very M-rated. It's ridiculously over the top. There's tons of shit to do all over the place. This is how to do a sandbox game right.
Well, you were saying earlier, like, you absorb an old woman, and then it...
Yeah, and then you can disguise yourself as the people you absorb, as the last person you absorb. So, yeah, I was just going grabbing random people, and then, like, you know, grabbed an old lady, turned into her, and just, like, start dashing up the side of the building, holding a car over my head.
As an old woman.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that's a cool thing. You don't have to build up to, like, the picking up cars. You can do it right from the beginning.
When does Prototype come out? Is it early June?
Yeah, it's June 9th, I think, according to GameFAQs.
Close to Infamous. Infamous, eh?
You do have an Infamous review going on with Friday.
I do. And
what are you thinking? I've heard you...
I'm thinking it's a 7.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of wavering on this one, because that was my initial reaction, and since I've seen other people's reviews go up, it's like they're all getting 8s and 9s.
You buckled. I understand.
I'm buckling a little bit, but no, I'm going to stand by it.
Why are you buckling though? What makes it a 7 to you?
What makes it a 7 to me is that I've played many open world games that are much better. And
compared to Prototype, which is better?
Prototype is way better. Okay. Prototype is leagues better. And the thing is, it's like I'm part of it, I think, is disappointment out of the people who are making it, that, you know, I expected something much better from Sucker Punch, which is, it previously done the Sly Cooper games,
mm-hmm.
and which I love.
Love.
And so I had really high hopes for this, and I went in and just like, this is a good first effort, but there's just, you know, they could have done a lot of things a lot better. I think the fact that you can't ride in cars or use guns does kind of hurt a little bit. And I mean, they explain it away. Oh, and the fact that water kills you automatically. It doesn't kill you automatically. It starts hurting you. And if you jump, and the city's not that interesting, and the climbing buildings is sort of fun at first, but it gets tedious after a while because it's just jumping from handhold to handhold.
I'll say this. I saw somebody, I'm not saying it's you, playing the game in the office. And I had no
idea. At Michael's desk.
I had no idea it was a new game.
Really?
It looked to me like Lone Wolf, or
Force Unleashed?
Force Unleashed in a modern day setting.
Interesting.
And it was very brief, but like, come on, like I walk, say what you will about Killzone, I walk by and see someone playing Killzone. Mm-hmm. I a double take, like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? And like, I didn't get any of that from walking around someone playing Infamous.
Yeah, there's a certain weird feeling to it, and it's hard to put my finger on. Like, I feel like they started this project when for the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Ooh. Because there are certain things, that's a little harsh, but there are certain things that, like, you know, just in the way the character moves, in the way everything looks, that just seem a little bit dated to me for some reason. Like, I expect better from a PS3 game. I mean, the bar has been raised, I guess.
I mean, it's getting right now. I mean, do we remember?
Yeah,
the
Metacritic
is?
Average right now is an 86, and like 1UP gave it an A. Or wait,
yeah. It's, I mean, it's getting high
and
marks.
It's important to acknowledge that all the reviews posted and, early, you know, are very high.
I want to make it clear. I mean, 7 is still a good score. I still think it's a good game. I just think there are other games that have done this a lot better, and I think that Sucker Punch could have done a lot better.
I believe you would know What's Michael's article on the Battle of the GTA clones?
Yeah.
This idiot has played every single sandbox game
just about
known to man to excess.
Mm-hmm.
Professionally, even, if you want to call it that, to completion.
That's safe to say. My standards are high, I guess.
Well, let your standards be high. I mean, come on. We were supposed to expect something mind-blowing on first-party PS3 stuff at this point.
Yeah. Well,
you're allowed to be disappointed.
Yeah, and I'm not. I want to make it clear. I'm not bashing Sony with... You know, I had very
kind of
high...
are. A little bit.
No.
Dick.
No. This has nothing to do with the PS3. It's just my assessment of this one.
No, game. I have to agree. Like, when I watched a little bit, probably like 5-10 minutes of you playing Infamous. I'm guessing
someone playing Infamous.
Well, he did review it, so I don't know why we're hiding this. Exactly. The review is posted, so I don't have to hide it anymore. And watching you play it, which I'm guessing was probably late in the game when you had most of your powers or whatever, it just seemed kind of, I want to say it seemed dull, because obviously I was experiencing it, not playing it. I was watching it, so it obviously that's not fair, but it just seemed like the city was kind of bland and there wasn't a lot going on in it. Like, people were shooting at you, but I don't know. I just get a sense like a really big chaotic moment or anything.
No, and that part actually, the first thing it reminded me of was Jaws Unleashed.
Just yes! Because,
and I have another excuse to bring up that game now. Hooray! But now the thing about that game is that people were shooting at you constantly. Like everywhere you went, you were constantly under attack. And in this, it's kind of the same way. Like, there are always guys popping out to shoot you. Even when you clear areas that, you know, there's this thing where you accomplish a side mission in an area and that opens it up and supposedly it's under your control now and enemies aren't supposed to show up in it, but they always do, which is really kind of half-assed.
Is the real world comparison, the open world between Prototype and Infamous, is that a fair comparison, or is one more, you know, open world?
I actually thought he was playing Prototype.
They're different games. I mean, Prototype is much more over the top. Infamous is kind of more concerned with this, with its story and with the idea that, you know, are you going to be a good guy or a bad guy? You have to make these decisions. You have to be careful not to stand in puddles of water, because if you do, people will come and cheer at you and then they'll get electrocuted.
Oh my God.
A good guy.
Wait, in Infamous?
Yeah, in Infamous.
That's funny.
Because that's the thing, you're electrified all the time. It's a nice little detail, actually.
I will say that about Sucker Punch. The Sly Cooper games were like the only people who, the first one, really seemed to get the modern idea of humor in games.
No, they were really self-aware and fun.
Yeah.
I think they kidded it up later on, but.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't know, it was very, the first one is unbelievably great.
First one is fantastic, second one, pretty good, and the third one was just like, this is too much. It's like a cartoon now.
Infamous.
Like a child's cartoon.
If I get it in, I'm going to play it, and I'm going to weigh in next week.
All right.
Yeah, it's fun. It's definitely worth playing, but there's just better stuff out there.
Ooh, bam. Someone just got Raparez. Just imagine. Okay. Here. Moving on to like a very weird theme, only because like Michael sent around this thing of like, what the fuck? UA Bowl Ninja Gaiden movie? Turns out not real, but...
Yeah. Believable.
It's believable. It's very believable.
Yeah, I could see Tecmo doing that.
Terminator Salvation came out this week, and is considered... Mainly, like, it's very pretty, very respectable, god-awful boring. I played it for, like, a little bit.
Oh, the game.
The game. God-awful boring, and I think it hurt its... 4 to 5 hours long for a $60 game.
I heard it's short.
And it's... I hate giving games.
That seems to be the new thing. Movie games that last slightly longer than the movies, like Wanted.
Wanted, which again, a game I liked, but at least expanded on the plot. Mm-hmm. I hate using linear as slander, but it was kind of like that thing where I'm shooting this thing, until it passes the fourth mark on the bridge. Those bullets do nothing. Essentially, you just have to wait until an event is triggered.
Yeah.
You see a Terminator. It doesn't take bullets now, and then you'll move on later, and eventually it'll receive a bullet. And that was a little disappointing. But then, hey, not too dissimilar from every other Terminator game, which Shane Patterson dutifully chronicled in his
that he did.
What was the headline?
Terminator Through Time.
I suggested. Terminator's terrible track record. Also great alliteration.
I love the strapline on that one. Come with us if you want to relive. That was clever.
That is really good.
Yeah, I know we're going to plug it later, but Shane Patterson also really spearheaded a magazine that's out on shelves right now.
Summer Movie Game Guide.
Summer Movie Game Guide. A bunch of summer movie stuff, Netflix guide, mm-hmm. some stuff everybody sitting here has written, has helped write. So yeah, we would appreciate it as much as you could. Just if you do pick it up, take a picture of it, maybe with yourself in it or where you found it, post it in the forums. Just because we have no idea who buys these things. The internet has an immediate response. These magazines we work on don't.
Yeah, I think the internet has completely destroyed my perspective too, because I would like picked it up and like flipped to my Uwe Boll feature that's in there. I was like, oh man, I wonder what the comments on this are going to be like.
The comments? Like, fucking months in the making and in letter form?
Yeah, people can mail me an issue with like a post-it note.
Yeah, speaking of Terminator Salvation, which I'm looking forward to.
Are we going on Friday?
Despite everything I've been told, seen, or heard.
Yeah, I'm going in optimistic with knowing absolutely nothing. Like, I'm just
going back. I'm going in saying the trailer is pretty cool with that Nine Inch Nails song. And the rest of it, from what I've read, is one of those movies that ruins a lot of its pivotal moments in the trailer.
Yes, it really does.
I'm
going to have a hard time mustering up any empathy or emotion for I'm a Terminator!
And it's kind of... It's also kind of the hero's loss thing that makes me angry, that time travel's involved, so basically all the stuff could or couldn't matter.
Yeah.
They clearly want two more movies to extrapolate this.
Yeah. This is the new Terminator trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
No, it won't be.
I'm saying this loving the third Terminator movie.
I like the third
one. I really, really like it.
I haven't seen it, but that game was fucking atrocious.
I imagine it was.
The third movie is good.
But the Terminator...
It's fucking lip-tech garbage.
Producer of Terminator Salvation, who I think I'm okay with. I don't really want to dignify with writing that as a name, basically, because I didn't.
MCG.
Not the producer.
Oh, producer.
Says he wants to reboot their next project. Reboot Tomb Raider.
Duh.
Reboot, damn it. It's like not even cute to say anymore. It's almost cliched. Reboot. Yeah, we know the last couple movies suck. This one's a reimagining.
This one, we're gonna...
This one's crazy. This time, guess what? Younger. And guess what? In this case, younger.
The problem was Angelina Jolie was not hot enough.
Not hot... Oh, God, I love it. Well, no, get a mop.
Carpeted.
His quote is like, we're gonna reboot it. It's a great origin story, and we're gonna tell it. Every movie has suffered under telling an origin story.
Yeah.
And it made me realize, just because I remembered the original Tomb Raider very well, being one of my only games on the Sega Saturn, most games don't bother with a fucking origin story the first time out. No. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Because the more interesting stuff of what you want to see is never involved in the origins.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the argument, why do we need a fucking origin story every time Batman relaunches?
Exactly.
We know who fucking Batman is. We know he's Bruce Wayne. We know his parents were killed. We don't need to fucking see it.
I'd like to see him be Batman, possibly with a Joker. Yeah. Could you just get to that?
Like in faster than the first 45 minutes.
I will say they did it very well in Batman Begins.
I think Begins was necessary because we never got a movie origin story.
Going back to...
He was killed by Jack Nicholson.
Going back to X-Men 1, like... Nobody really got an origin story. They just kind of formed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The X-Men got a very loose origin story.
Yeah.
And moved beyond that. And every other movie that's tried, like I'm not singling out Ghost Rider, but say Nicolas Cage, I'm an average man. But bees! And then boom, he's Ghost Rider.
In my ass!
He's not the... Oh, God! Bees! Speaking of movie news, which... You know, I hate that this is taking any kind of precedent, but Ubisoft also made some comments this week that they wanted to get in a movie special event.
What?
What? And it makes sort of sense. What, Yves Guillemont? I can only assume he's extremely French.
I think you have a sound clip of him, actually.
Oh, I do.
Bonjour! Bonjour!
Ah, yes. Yes, there he is. Mr. Ubi.
There he is, Mr. Ubi. We can enrich games, and we can enrich movies, and they can enrich games.
Yes, that's what movies have been missing was Ubisoft.
Those, God damn it! It's a fantastic point. Those worlds have to merge more and more. No, they fucking don't. And for the reasons we just talked about, that origin stories make terrible. Origin stories can make okay movies, but kind of terrible games.
The thing is, any origin story movie is usually supplanted by the movie, the sequel. Mm-hmm. That doesn't have to be bogged down in the
yeah, exactly.
Story. Which... And then that, like, X2 is then able to tell a cool ass story that doesn't have to go. So Cyclops has these powers, right? It shoots lasers at.
And I've railed about this, and I'm sorry that I'm inarticulate and dumb, but I really hate movies. Games are their own medium, and I really hate the more games replicate movies. It really bothers me because it feels like they can do something else and something completely different, tell a narrative in a completely different way.
Yeah,
because like Portal the movie, I don't know what I'd pay not to have it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But it had a fantastic story and one that we can like still. As jaded game journalists bounce off one another occasionally for a reference that we still think is funny.
Yeah, but it works. That's the kind of thing. It works as a game and as a movie. I don't know how you would make that same experience as a movie like no other character. I mean, it's like fucking Castaway.
It's
just Tom Hanks walking around.
Ubi doesn't do a lot of licensed movies.
So what, Ubisoft
stuff.
Is wanting to make a special effects studio?
They do?
King Kong.
I said not a lot. That was 2000, like, five. Two or three. Five.
That was still 4 years
ago. Almost half a decade ago. But, I mean, compared to how much, like, somebody like Activision does.
So what? Ubisoft is wanting to make a special effects wing studio.
To make special effects for movies.
That's a little bit ironic because there's a bit in Assassin's Creed where, like, you read a news clipping on the computer and it's, like, about how the last film studio just closed down and the final dregs clinging to this obsolete form of entertainment.
That makes me wish we did news stories. We would have had something to post. It bugs me because, in a way, they're right. Ubisoft specifically, we make fun of them a lot because they make weird decisions in their recent games, but their special effects are very, very good. I think cinematically, like everything I remember in Assassin's Creed and Far Cry and Prince of Persia, cinematically, it's fucking gorgeous.
Prince of Persia was a fantastic presentation.
And so I can see why, like, yes, movies could benefit from Ubi's involvement. I don't think games could benefit from movies involvement.
Yeah, it does seem to be like, well, like, games just want to emulate movies instead of going, well, here's what we can do instead.
Yeah.
Well, and movies keep trying to emulate games, and it's always a fucking disaster at one point.
I disagree, and then we get the combination of movie and games has brought us things like...
Surely you've heard of it. It levitates bullet trains from Tokyo to Osaka.
Bullet trains.
It levitates my desk, where I ride the saddle of the world.
I want to see the world saddle. It has to be one of the biggest things made out of leather ever.
It has to be probably from, like, Africa to South America.
Yeah.
Over the North Pole.
And it's because...
And when I say the saddle of the world, I mean sort of a big room filled with leather where I just get naked and roll around.
Think about it. Taiwan.
All the electricity. Movies have something to gain. Games have never... What game has benefited from a movie adaptation?
King Kong?
King Kong is good, but, you know, I didn't need to enjoy
Chronicles of Riddick, you could argue.
That's true. You could argue.
True, yeah.
But it's an isolated.
Yeah, I mean that's one game
Spider-Man
in a thousand.
Too?
You think so? Yeah. It's a good game.
Yeah.
The thing is, that game will age much more poorly than the movie will, because in 5 years that game looks archaic, and the movie just kind of looks silly.
That is probably true.
Yeah.
And it's
Shut
probably
up!
True.
Wasn't there something just recently where like the game was supposed to be much better than the movie?
Wolverine.
Yes. I played it.
There it was.
Yeah, shut up!
I believe you made the point.
I was wondering if the Terminator game...
It's sitting here on my screen.
I wonder if... it is. Roll over to Slash. I was wondering if there's a trend now of movie games being better than the movie, because Wolverine and a Terminator ends up being better.
I hope so.
But I don't...
It's not, but I have played it.
Right.
It isn't, but it's completely possible... And as much as I hate Brash, especially for, like, if you go to Factor 5's website, the designers of Renegade Squadron...
Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Squadron.
Which one was the PSP one? Is that what you're talking about?
That's Renegade Squadron.
Oh, is it?
Rogue, okay. Rogue Squadron. What else? What else? Oh, they did Lair. They did Lair, but
Factor 5, yeah.
Factor 5, if you look at their read their website, which we've had to close down, and they cite specifically Brash Entertainment, who was a company that decided to do nothing but license movie titles, but start them way earlier to make better games.
Interesting.
And it kind of all fell in on itself in a year. And
did they get any game?
They did. They got Space Chimps.
Ugh.
I know. Space Chimps out. And there was a lot of weird crap I read about that, because it was kind of like, this is a Fox animated movie. Mm-hmm. This is their Ice Age. Wasn't. Fox was distributing it.
Yeah.
They didn't make the movie. They weren't involved in the quality of the animation. But Brash didn't know that. Mm. Brash was naive. And I believe Brash, when we went to an event of theirs, they teased a Clash of the Titans game. Mm. That movie hasn't been announced yet. So they were working on that game. This is over a year ago.
So
they showed us footage of this game in action,
right,
which we've never been allowed to talk about. The company doesn't exist anymore, to sue me. But yeah, they wanted to start games that early.
So they're remaking Clash of the Titans?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, no, it has been announced and it is in production. Whatever, I don't want movie nerds to get mad at me. I would like to point out,
because they already made that game and it was called God of War 2.
You're challenging me on my movie nerdness. One of the greatest things we've all ever seen is the ICO team, who we were arguing, did they call themselves Team ICO before or after ICO?
I think it's ECO, actually.
ECO?
I refuse, it's ICO.
Well, then you're incorrect.
It could be ECO, but...
Just
like Cecil.
But normally, that's spelled like ECO.
Unless you're Japanese.
Unless I'm Japanese, which I'm not, and I never pretended to be.
No,
I think our audience will agree with me on that. I have never once pretended to be anything but Caucasian.
Yeah, it's true. No, Japanese would be ECO, but I can't... I don't know, I've said ICO for
ECO.
9 years, so...
It would also be flied lice, and we don't go around saying that, do we?
Yes, that's exactly how Japanese people talk.
And we...
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, just pretend a gong sound happened there.
Boing.
But,
Team Ico.
Why are we diminishing this? Team Ico's newest thing, leaked, blah, 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 premiered. Trico, they're calling it. I hope that's not the final name, because it looks fucking gorgeous. Trico.
Try is for triple.
Trico. Because it's...
So's triple.
Because that way it falls in with
but
Ico.
But it's not triple.
Trico. Look.
Let's move on.
An I is an I, and I'm not going to let any fucking tell me any different. We have vowels for a reason. There's only five. There can only be so many sounds that they apply to.
Well, some sound more white when you say
it. Why don't they just all speak American?
Well, sometimes.
That's better.
Sometimes why?
And wear Yankee blue jeans and fuck it. Trico trailer.
Trico trailer. Which...
It doesn't do well in sound, but I think the music to me was fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, which if you don't, I mean, we should preface this a minute. Like, Team Ico made Ico, Shadow of the Colossus, both games known for their gorgeous graphics, amazing lighting and mood, and just supreme gameplay and atmosphere.
I think it's gaming as an art form.
Yes,
personified
it's very...
in everything they've ever done.
Yes.
And this is just what it sounds like when a little boy finally climbs atop his Griffin bred with a terrier.
With the cat possum.
Cat possum.
It's like everything looks so awesome.
It's a kid with a... He finds a giant animal.
We're going to embed the trailer in the page.
It's like a giant kitten almost.
Oh, it's
we're
going to
embed the trailer in the page. Here's a little what it sounds like. Gave me goosebumps.
I will admit that I teared up this trailer. I watched it once.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I'm getting goosebumps now just hearing this. I watched it once, thought, wow, that was magnificent. Watched it the second time, and single tears, I've got to wipe them away.
Do yourself a favor and check it out. It's live on our page at TalkRadar52.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, knowing that how adorable that thing is, how what an emotional response it provokes, and knowing what I know about Team Ico, or Ico, whatever, I think that thing's going to die.
Oh, they'll kill it.
Oh, it'll be heartrending.
It'll
come near the end of the game, and it will die.
You're absolutely right.
It's a horrible... It's sad that I already...
You'll probably have to betray its love.
Oh, yeah. You'll probably have to, the telling the dog to go back to the woods. Go back. Don't come back. And you're crying. You have to be wild again.
They seem to do everything
It'll die so that you can live.
They do anything within their power to guarantee there's no sequel.
Yes.
That involves killing, separating main characters in any way, but I thought the music jumped out at me. because I am a film nerd, and this is, I don't know, I'm pretty sure this is the footage they show, Team Ico had shown as a job recruiter for people to come on the project.
Huh.
So it's music they chose, and I hope it's in the game, but I immediately recognize it, and movie nerds may be with me, and if not, I'm gonna try and get them there in a second. It's a movie starring a character called Casper.
Can he muscle in?
I'm sick of taking a strap from you, Liam, and I'm sick of the high hat!
Are you almost there with me, Michael?
No, I'm totally there with
you. Okay, okay, one more.
John Turturro.
I can't die! Out here in the woods! Like a dumb animal! I can't die!
I'm praying to you!
I'm praying to you, Tommy! Look in your heart!
Is it the same music?
It's
very similar.
It's the exact same music.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Hmm.
But,
I suppose that's like licensed from somewhere. I want sort of like the...
To me, to give the guys, that people out there, and Brett a little more of a hint.
From the makers of Blood Simple and Raising Arizona, a world where
got it now
is
now
what it
I
seems
have it.
To be.
Fucking fantastic movie.
Must be old if they're just from the makers of Raising Arizona.
Fantastic movie, and I'll play this last
no
bit.
No one is what they seem to be.
Listen.
Up is down, black is white.
At Miller's Crossing.
Miller's Crossing by the Coen brothers.
That movie also had a heavy influence on Deadhead Fred.
Did it?
Yeah.
How so?
It's just, you can kind of see it in the characters, and the main villain looks like a sort of mutated version of that hi-hat guy. I always forget his name.
The movie is based off of Yojimbo, which also Fistful of Dollars is based off of,
mm-hmm.
as well as Last Man Standing with Bruce Willis. I'll do this briefly, like, got that part?
Right. It is.
It's the exact, it's not similar, it's the score. It's Carter Burwell.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I'm not, it's not a revelation to a lot of people out there, because I went and got this soundtrack, looked at the YouTube page, and the most recent four comments are Trico.
Oh.
So, but anyway, with that, we're going to go into break and then head into our community segment, our Gangbusters community segment.
We've got...
Did we announce our Bionic Commando contest already?
Yes.
We did. Well, we may mention it again.
We're going to mention it again. We're going to announce Question of the Week winners, new listeners who signed up for the forums to answer the Question of the Week. We've got a new Question of the Week. We've got 5 shirts to give away, and you guys are going to help me decide the final 2 people to win, telling their embarrassing video game t-shirt stories.
We'll tell you where to buy cheap games,
game deals,
and some other stuff.
I have an erection.
Hey, this is Shane Patterson, Associate Features Editor for Games Radar. Just wanted you guys to know that I have a new special out, Summer Movie Games Guide, featuring the Games Radar staff, including Chris Antista, Michael Raparez, Lizzie Cuevas, Hank the Motherfucking Tank, Gilbert, and myself. And this feature is all about summer movie games, like Wolverine, Terminator, some are good, some are bad, reviews for all these games, and features with games based on movies and movies based on games. Anyway, a shit boat load of content that you will like, and I loved it. So I say check it out. Go to your Barnes & Noble or your Blockbuster or wherever they sell magazines these days. Check it out. Thanks.
Peace!
For a limited time, if you buy a Nintendo GameCube for $99.99, you'll get a bonus disc with 4 classic Zelda games free.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Hey, does anybody want to listen to the rest of this motherfucking podcast?
Yeah!
Hello. This is the Minneapolis police. The party is over. just grab your stuff and leave. There won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
And what's on driver?
That's me urinating on you.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes.
As if I couldn't be more excited about Miller's Crossing music. Michael is urinating on me, and we're coming in with the Replacements. Kids Won't Follow, finally hitting Rock Band after a tiny delay. In addition to Alice Cooper and Taking Back Sunday.
That's a band.
Which sounds like a... I know it's a band, and I know I've heard them before. This sounds like a Home Depot campaign.
We're taking back Sunday.
Yeah, with big, 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 big orange discounts on everything. 2x4s, lumber.
You want a hammer? We got one.
Yeah, rivets, everybody. Grab one. Sorry, someone said they actually... I wish they'd go back to doing more radio announcer voices.
It's really hard.
Now the pressure's on, and I can't do it. Before we cruise into... why?
Big orange sales.
Big orange sale. Big orange tag sale going down.
Right,
the Home
we're getting
Depot.
Ready for a block of murdering orphans.
A block murdering orphans. Hey, guess what? Meteor could hit the earth tomorrow. Could happen. You're going to want all your architectural needs at Home Depot. All your rivets, siding, and caulk needs. That's right.
Cool. So, wait, mention you heard this radio ad.
Be careful which employee you ask for what caulk.
All right. He just pointed at me.
Don't step on my cock joke.
It was
joke.
Your turn.
Don't step. It's C-A-U-L-L-K cock.
Cock,
I can say
yes.
This. I can say this all the live long day.
Yes, it's window cock.
Window cock. It's you put your cock in things.
Yeah.
Where you see a minor crease or something.
A fold
something that's
some
not entirely sealed, you're going to want to stick some cock in that.
Yep.
What we're saying is fuck a window pane.
Fuck a window pane. All I got to say is...
Why?
How did we get here?
I
was hoping to get more use out of that sound.
I will need the Y sound effect. And I will need the game deal.
I'll hook you up with everything. What game deal sound effect? Oh, that's it, because we got game deals back this week. Very, very short, though.
Take my advice and do as I say. Save a little money for a rainy day.
I enjoy... God, I always forget about the art at the
end. Game deals. We owners, who I think we usually deny because, hey, let's face it, everything on Wii is cheap, except for like four games.
Except for the first party games that matter.
And I'm only going to quote this from Amazon. I'm sure other people are price matching. Punch out on the Wii, $39.97. Amazon, free shipping, baby.
Oh, speaking of that? Amazon, I was on a lot of forums looking up, because I was just looking up punch-out strategies, other people talk like, hey, how did you do this thing, how did you do that thing? And a lot of people who ordered on Amazon aren't getting it till next week. Like
really?
It said, shipping on the 26th. Mm. Next Tuesday.
I think they've had this offer up for a while, and I'm pretty sure it hit them a little harder than they expected.
Well, that's also... If you choose the free shipping on anything
that's
from
true.
Amazon, it always takes like... months okay. for some reason.
It doesn't take months. For me, it takes
like six days. It's an unreasonable amount of time, whatever it is.
It's more like years, really.
Yeah.
It's
going to take you 6 years to put this in a box.
Six days, whatever. I just got years,
days,
the
same
Buck
thing.
Bumble from Amazon.
Hold on.
Did that even come out?
Yes. Amazon is key this week. For also on Wii, again, we've highly recommended Mad World, House of the Dead,
$29.99.
You can't beat that.
Together or separately? No, really.
Separately. But anything over 25 is free shipping. If you can wait the agonizing 5 days that Michael just spoke about. They've also got a bunch of Blu-ray and PS3 deals that I'm sure aren't paid for by Sony, for Father's Day. Because, you know, all our dads love their PS3.
My dad loves his PS3.
But GTA 4 is $29.99, and that's not a bad deal.
After a year?
Hey, that game's still fetching full price.
I know, that's so weird, though. It's like...
I didn't even mention Samba de Amigo on the Wii.
Terrible.
A little terrible.
little terrible.
$10 with free shipping is like
it's
a spoonful of sugar.
It's a tiny holocaust.
That's a tiny. God damn it!
A minor.
Come on! It's a mouse playing maracas.
It was
a monkey playing maracas.
It was a minor genocide. It wasn't.
Come on! I know you and I want to play Cup of Life and Real Big Fish. By
man, can I get some thong song in there while I'm at it?
But here's the kicker.
Can I?
Here, fine. Here's your thong. Charlie has an article relating to this kind of stuff. Games that didn't get their due. Dark Sector, we've always said, is one of them. I want someone to guess how much Dark Sector is on Amazon right now.
I'm going to guess $8.
Brad Elston?
We've teased it before for like 10, so it has to be less than that.
yeah. yeah, go
look
ahead,
on
go
your
ahead.
Face
Give
of
me,
contorting.
God
like,
damn it!
What sound do I play? $1.50 with $8 shipping.
Wow! Did you read this already? It's $1.50.
Wow! Really?
$1.50 for Dark Sector on the 360.
I spent 10 times that.
with $8 shipping. Yes, I know that's a little bit to eat, but if you're like Michael Roparez, you're going to want that soon. And
5 days is too long.
And no, I didn't think about that because that's $8 shipping and handling.
Ooh.
And
somebody's going to touch it.
This guy's time is worth that much money. And I'm not going to put this in an envelope and put it in the mailbox for less than $8.
I
want to
see someone mail Dark Sector in an envelope.
And I'd probably be quicker with your stupid prizes if I got paid $8 for each one I sent out.
Well, that's true.
And speaking of which,
that is a fine game.
You Goose X winners. I wasn't aware of this, but PM me. You may have to have signed up for a Goose X account to redeem your prizes.
Go do it really quick.
Go do it really quick. We're going to ship the Warcraft books out real quick, so make sure to PM Michael or I with that information.
Excuse I.
But Target for next-gen owners, PS3 360, Street Fighter 4, Call of Duty 4, Hawks, Guitar Hero Metallica, $37. Pretty damn good.
I thought Hawks would have been less by now, honestly.
Well, because Ubi's really quick to drop their prices.
That's why I figured it would be like $29.99 by now.
But it's not a bad game.
No, I've totally forgot about it, and I really want to play it now. It popped back up in my head, and I'm like, fuck, I need to play Hawks.
It is new, and I love you guys, and I don't want you paying any more for any Guitar Hero game than $30, because no matter what happens, by the time you open the shrink wrap, there'll be a new one out to drive that price down.
Yeah.
So, please invest. Go buy your Target. It may be brick and mortar only. Anyway, that was the game deal segment.
Take my advice, do as I say. Save a little money for a rainy day.
Quarters.
Those are quarters.
Community segment.
So now we have finally community segment. I'm giving away 5 T-shirts. Which I started this contest about 4 podcasts ago. Yeah, it was really important. The contest was for 2 really cool Street Fighter shirts and 3 Naruto shirts, and the contest was tell us your embarrassing / funny / compromising story of wearing a video game t-shirt in public, which we all have, and generally try to avoid wearing it in public for whatever reason. Usually because game shirts are garish as all hell.
Yes.
They do not try to hide at all what they are.
It's basically an unpaid billboard that you have to wear on your chest.
It's really
They're
bad.
They're ugly and we hate them.
But I'll just start off with saying the 3 Naruto winners, because I didn't really have
Brassy shirts, though. I like my shirt.
Winners for the M. Bison shirt and the Dalsum shirt, I have 3 for each that we're going to decide on the air who actually wins them. The Naruto winners, though, are Moonwalk Mafia.
Yes.
Who was visiting a friend in the Bronx, left really late. Left really late, started crossing, trying to get home, saw some shady looking thug guys coming up.
I'm walking here.
And he's like, oh god. So he crosses the street, they follow him. He's like, oh god, I'm gonna get mugged. And they just walked up and asked, hey man, where'd you get that shirt? It's really cool. So he's like, oh, okay.
And then they mugged him.
No, but so Moonwalk Mafia, you're getting a Naruto shirt.
Woo!
A Dirty Joke said he was wearing a Wind Waker shirt, and a big group of dudes at school and their girls start making fun of him and says, hey, basically, you're gay for liking cartoons. And then he yells back, it's a video game, prick!
That just makes it so much better.
Exactly. It's just like that, you dumb motherfucker. Like that. You're wrong! So there. So there. So a dirty joke. You're getting the Naruto shirt and Turbo Bison. Oh, God. This is probably the best story in the whole thing. This made me laugh out loud. This is, quote, Turbo Bison. As I went to eat a Go-Gurt. I squirted most of it all over my brand new Zelda shirt I just bought. Angry, but in a hurry to watch a movie with my friends in an apartment, which was shared by three other guys, I thought it'd be faster to just take off the shirt, clean it later. So I popped in the DVD, and as it started, one of my roommates opened the door. As he walked in, he saw me, porn on the TV, and Link covered in a white creamy substance. So... Turbo Bison, you three guys get a Naruto shirt.
Turbo Bison, a dirty joke, and Moonwalk Mafia, these shirts are yours.
They are yours. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Again. A brief visit.
Tell us more, King Mason.
No, yes.
Not today.
Shirts for all, a shirt for you, for you, for you.
I have to edit all those sound effects in.
Why is that so funny?
Anyone who wins a shirt, you three and the next two people who win...
You can't figure it out. You don't deserve a shirt.
Message me not in the forums in the GR messaging system, the one where you update your
Breath
status.
System.
Okay, so here's the stories. The M. Bison shirt. We have L. Pork, who I know maybe wins a lot.
Love the pork. A PC Engine?
The very same.
Nice.
HMX Sean and Flash Kicker. I want Michael over here. Mm-hmm. Eye contact. And then
we're losing Michael. It's late in the podcast.
Yeah, but yeah, I want you guys to decide of these three stories which one deserves the M. Bison Turbo Power shirt.
Okay, mm-hmm.
L. Porks he's at I believe Taco John's.
That one deserves it. No,
all right, sorry. L. Pork wins.
No. Come on, let's hear him.
He is at a Taco John's, and there's solicitors outside. Church
I was gonna say like. British lawyer solicitors?
Church solicitors. Trying to get people to get all churched.
Oh, man. They're all like, hey, want some church?
Hey, want some church?
We'll church you up real good.
Would you care for some Christ?
I didn't know Mason rolled his R's, but...
Yes.
Christ? Yeah. All right. And then lady walks up to her and asks, El Pork, are you a man of God? And he says, no.
Why? Pork?
Never say that. You just say yes to every question they ask.
Hang on. This ain't your story.
All right. Sorry.
All right.
But you do never want to get in a theological argument with anybody who ever asked that question.
Right.
Say
stranger,
yes.
And then he says, no, I'm not a man of God. And they say, well, at the Christian church, you'll never be alone in the dark again. Guess what shirt he was wearing?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, that's so patronizing.
That's why we love the pork from the PC Engine podcast. Yes. Look it up.
He wore an Alone in the Dark t-shirt, and they're like, oh, this poor boy.
This poor boy.
All right, so then there's HMX Sean. His younger cousin was into video games, had an N64 PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Left, you know, you only visit cousins like this probably once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Goes back, sees his cousin again the next year, thinking, hey, I'm going to hang out, play some games.
Mm.
Cousin, in that time, turned into a jock douche, sold both of his systems,
ooh,
and then made fun of his older cousin, HMX Sean, all week with his friends, because he wore video game shirts, and they just made fun of him all week. But that was really sad.
So did I.
That's sad.
So did I, and I've sent El Pork so much stuff. I'm going HMX Sean.
All right, but then we've also got Flash Kicker here. Who said he got sent to the office in the school.
That's bullshit. Whatever it was bullshit.
I know. It always is. Most of my grade school career was in the office.
You did not hit the girl in the helmet with a spitball in the
you
eye.
You were watching a fight.
here's the dialogue. So he's wearing a Resident Evil shirt. And this is the dialogue between, I believe, the principal and him. Principal. Wait, what is the Umbrella Corporation? I've never heard of it. Oh, they're just a pharmaceutical company. Instead of him, I'm saying, why the fuck did I just say that? Why did I just say it was a video game company that makes zombies? So he says, pharmaceutical company, what do they do? Pharmaceutical company, what do they do? Oh, you know, they just make helpful drugs for people. I wonder why I've never heard of them. Oh, you know, they don't advertise much. All their buildings are underground. Like, he just keeps... He just keeps digging this hole deeper. And then he's like,
how did you get this shirt? And he's like, my uncle works there. He's like, all right, you can go. So basically this long story.
So was he called down to the office for wearing the shirt?
I don't, no, just for unrelated things. So yeah, those choices is L. Pork with Are You a Man of God? H. M. McShawn with Douchey Cousin.
We have to pick from one of the three?
One of these three. Or God. Flash Kicker for principal embarrassment.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't mind. I have no
problem
singling.
I don't know if we should contribute to this problem with more shirts.
it's true. These are all extra large shirts.
We should send him.
It's hard to say. El Pork, obviously. Really sorry, good. Buddy, you're out. I've sent you so much stuff, and I'll send you much, much more.
It's true. It's true.
Although it did. I kind of like that one just because it reminded me of my own experience.
Me too.
At National Day of Prayer.
Me too.
Having to cover that for a newspaper. That was awful.
There was also a good story of somebody who wore, I didn't write the name down, but somebody wore a Duke Nukem shirt that said kick ass and chew bubble gum to a prayer day. Which was pretty
cool. That was smart.
Jesus
I don't think
gum
Jesus would be
ass.
Able to read it because Jesus can't read English.
Yeah,
is it in Sanskrit? Is your shirt in Sanskrit?
Douchey Cousin or Lying to the Principal?
Lying to the Principal is a funnier tale.
Yeah,
but
I
pity MX Sean, HX Sean.
That does suck.
Who wants it to come down to a coin flip?
Let's flip a coin.
I do. Michael, call it. Heads who?
Heads is Sean.
Oh, it's tails!
Oh, Flash Kicker, you get the M. Bison shirt.
Flash Kicker, it's a great shirt, too.
It is, it's really cool. Alright, next shirt is the Dalsum Yoga Studio shirt.
MX Sean, if you PM me, I might make it up to you.
Flash Kicker, PM me.
PM Brett.
Brett Elston, about this shirt. We need your address. Full address.
Full address.
Stupid name, colon, stupid state, colon.
You're under 13 to get your parents' permission. Blah, blah, blah.
And if, yeah, they're all in the U.S. or you're not getting a shirt. Dalsum, we had...
Whoa, we have more of these?
Dalsum, same thing. Three stories. From Viva La France.
Uh-huh.
David the Bowie.
Duh.
And Nick Roll. Viva La France was kind of called out that this may not be a true story, but he insists that it is true. So I'm going to go that it is true.
This sounds elaborate. Who is this about?
Viva La France.
Bonjour.
Oh.
Bonjour.
God, I'll never fucking not laugh at that. All right. Viva La France said he had a problem with the drugs. And like, he'd come home, parents yell at him, mom give him a bunch of shit.
You don't understand, mom!
And he would escape with a little bit of heroin.
I need coke. Oh, no, heroin, that's yeah, serious.
That's serious business.
Wow. Heroin is definitely one of these.
That is a... the one friend I had that was into that said he called it, quote, the devil.
The devil.
After getting in here.
Yeah.
Said he blacked out, woke up late for school, and wore the same clothes the next day that he wore the day before. So he went to school wearing the same clothes 2 days in a row. Bunch of dudes noticed that, made fun of him. One of them yanked his pants off, revealing his Mario boxers and his and his morning boner.
Wow.
Which I had to write in the sheet. I have morning boner printed on a piece of paper.
Having your pants yanked off would instantly kill most boners.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, you know,
being bullied
by another dude.
I lost a lot of boners immediately after being bullied.
But regardless, you know, revealing Mario Brothers boxers. But him getting roughed up then called attention to the security guy who stopped the fight, who picked up his bag, who saw the heroin, who sent him to Federal's rehabilitation program.
Boy jail.
Jesus.
Boy jail. All right,
keep going. I want to hear the rest.
All right, that's Viva La France. David the Bowie had a fourth... This is great. A fourth grade sleepover, which is a really awkward age of not wanting to act like a little kid anymore. But you're also not old enough to be like... I don't know, you're like 9 at that point.
The pubes are beating at the doors of your skin.
Yeah, you're like 10, so you're
kind
of
you're
like...
You're not a kid anymore, but really you are.
You are such a fucking kid. He's fourth grade sleepover, and his mom packed his Mario footy pajamas.
Aww.
So
that's why I love David the Bowie.
He tried to sneak into the sleeping bag at night before any of those people saw him, and they saw him. And made fun of him.
And his life was over.
And they made fun of him all night for wearing his footies. Nick Roll.
Oh, right.
Love the Nick Roll. Yeah. Always with a horrible Dan avatar.
Yes. Sitting in class, Nick Roll was sitting in school class next to a girl wearing a shirt that said, Mother.
Oh, Mom!
With Earth for the O and some Japanese writing underneath.
Look at me, Mommy.
God, what? So he sees Mother, Japanese writing, kind of think, oh, wow, Earthbound, Mother series.
Hey!
And then he's like, I went out of my way to go and tell her that I liked her shirt. She said thanks, but I really liked the game. She had no idea what I was talking about. I sat there alienating her with Earthbound facts for 10 minutes before giving up embarrassed.
Oh, God.
Basically, it was just a nature, like...
I'm going Nick Roll.
Mother Earth kind of thing. So
I'm going Nick Roll.
We've got Viva La France with heroin.
Oh, shit. Viva La France.
We've got David DeBowie.
I gotta go Nick Roll. I don't think I've sent Nick Roll anything
yet. All right, Nick Roll, you won the Dalsum shirt.
Woo!
So, right. That is Flash Kicker, Nick Roll, Moonwalk Mafia, Dirty Joke, and Turbo Bison. All make sure you PM me with your addresses. Make sure you're over
30. And again, you runners up, send me a PM, and I'll see what I can do.
Yes. Moving into the community segment, question 35 last week was, I wasn't here, so I don't approve of this question.
What was the question?
It was, what game, what's your go-to game? What do you always go back to? What do you, when you're done?
Comfort game.
Comfort game.
We have an article up right now.
Yeah, there's an article called...
Tyler gathered all of them for
you.
Yeah,
called QOTW. Gator Nation.
Ooh.
Said, and I... Chris,
where my parents are from.
It is true. Chris, since you are a Tony Hawk fan, you might be able to say this. He said his go-to game is Tony Hawk Underground.
Really?
I don't know how
it was like. It was like the beginning of the end.
That's what I figured.
It wasn't... Like, wow, this is pretty spectacular. All this presentation, all these guest stars.
That
and...
was the last Tony Hawk game I liked.
Kind of, yes.
The last one I liked was 3.
I remember trying to play...
You're wrong, because 4 is great.
No, it's not. I tried to play,
what was it, American Wasteland?
Yeah.
That was just like...
No, 2 gets
this
even
is
worse.
Just fucking ridiculous.
Like, oh, we signed Bam Margera to a contract deal, and he's a star now? So 2, he was like the star of the game. It was like Tony Hawk versus Bam Margera.
I tried playing that because I had to get it like in a bundle when I bought my PSP.
Also, Bone Picker says he goes back to Peggle all the time.
So Bone Picker has been alive for 1 year.
Oh.
Peggle's been around for like 2 years, so I...
Right. No, but it's true. Like, Peggle is really easy to just keep jumping back to. I want to give it...
I disagree. I think because I did get to a point where, like, I can't do this again.
Really?
I can't do this level again.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
When you recognize a level in Peggle, you know you have a problem.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people citing obvious COD4, Guitar Hero, Rock Band, GTA 4. SSJ4 Raditz said Crimson Skies is his game.
If we could give you a prize for this, SSJ Raditz, which we can't, I would.
I
agree with you.
I would also
fucking
say,
love that game.
Yeah, I love Crimson Skies. I would also say you're probably going to like Dark Void when it comes out.
Ooh,
from the same people. Ravenbomb said Castlevania 4, which is one of my favorite Castlevania
games. Fantastic, man.
Excellent music. Ramination, Pokemon Pinball. I hope he means the Game Boy Color one, because that's excellent. The GBA one can kiss my stupid ass. And then just the user Turbo XCOM. Thought that was strange.
Oh, XCOM.
Yeah.
All right.
UFO XCOM. UFO Defense. All right. That's that. Question. Oh, new users who signed up to answer. JetMech72.
Yes.
Doom Dude. Driller Dud. Maybe that's supposed to be Dude.
I like that.
Mexicantista. Did you guys get him already?
What?
Norwegian King of Names. Joe Fish. This Is Why God Cries. Spoon Tang, Robot...
No, that was a little late.
Robot Ninja Monkey Piggy Face. God. Head Case, Darkness 3671, Furious Monkey Baiter. my favorite of the week...
Monkey Torture.
My favorite of the week is Brantista. It's a cereal box. Lord Duke the Baron, Crank Up the Dar... Which is a reference to Creative Assassin's image. Visay the Tetris Dork. Yes, I pronounced the name right. Be Atheist, It's Fun. Slinky Deek, Typok, and Boner Achieved are all the new users this week.
Wow.
All right, question 36.
Wait a second. Hold on. We have a...
Oh, my God.
Bring him in here.
Oh, my God. We've got a special...
Holy crap.
Pick it up. It's Charlie Barrett. Charlie Barrett, King of Gabriel Knight. Any game where you click on stuff. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm tired.
Charlie's hard at work on something I really wanted to discuss here, and I'd like to discuss next week. What's the article called?
It's called The Most Overlooked Games of This Generation. And thanks to everybody's help in the office, it's going to be the 50 most overlooked games of this generation.
Look, a lot of those games by THQ's marketing campaign were not... not seen by people. What's the most frustrating entry you think you've seen?
The most what entry?
The most frustrating.
Oh, like this is the most annoying that it's overlooked?
Yeah.
Well, I think the one you wrote, Retro Game Challenge, is a good one. And Chinatown Wars, even though people think that's probably doing really well. I mean, it's doing good for a DS game, considering it's GTA.
Yeah.
But, it's doing well, I feel like we better. Snuck it in, but like, what's one that you don't agree with at all?
Even though I suggested it be on the list, Stuntman Ignition is still pretty...
That I wrote that! I like Stuntman
Ignition.
These
are the ones that are fresh in my mind, because I'm editing your entries right now. That's why I'm so tired.
I really wanted to talk about this in greater detail. And seriously, post in the listening thread for TalkRadar 52 and the GamesRadar forums, GamesRadar.com/forums, TalkRadar. If you would like to, I really want to talk about underrated games of this generation that you can buy for under $20.
Yeah.
That's games that we really recommend.
That's the thing I like about it the most is that it's this generation. So, you know, we're always like, oh, isn't it sad that Okami didn't sell well on the PS2 or, you know, some forgotten.
Technically, we could have brought it up on the Wii.
Technically, we could have. That's going to be in the intro because it doesn't count if it's so talked about as being overlooked. That's no longer overlooked.
Headline should just be Bio Kami, you fuckers.
Yes.
I think that exists out there probably.
Giving you ample opportunities and examples.
So yeah, these games, you know, it's not too late. You can still go out and buy them and maybe save them.
We completely interrupted Brett Elson's question of the week. Which
very,
was,
very rudely.
Yes. So, Suri.
Question 36. Post your answer in gamefitter.com/forums. There'll be a thread. Best answers get read in the forum, in the podcast.
You post on the page now.
And you can post in the article that Tyler Wilde will be posting. Look for it on the main page of Games Radar, probably called QOTW.
It'll make you a star, and if it's really good, we'll hire you at Games Radar.
Yeah, full-time job. You get 100K a year, I swear.
Yeah, that'll ever happen.
No, that'll pay for three actual Games Radar editors. question 36, what game are you ashamed that you still have not beaten? And that can be...
I have so...
That can be like a classic game going way back, like I never beat that as a kid, or something right now that you're like, that's a game I really should have beaten. I played half of it, loved it, and then something came up, I just dropped it.
Brett Elston, I consider you a dear friend.
Okay.
And this hurts more than anything to admit in front of you. But I said Majora's Mask, you understand. Like I've tried to go back to it numerous times, but Twilight Princess, there's almost no excuse for. Because I got at least 30 hours in. I'm almost done. And then I got to a point where like I never, ever, ever used a fact or a cheat or a guide with Zelda. And I can't do Twilight Princess without one right now. I'm in the Goron Village. I don't know why. I called my horse. I talked to what's her name?
Midna.
Midnight. Nothing. I have no idea what to do. And I've started it several times. Every month I start it and like, I'm going to finish it now. Not, I can't.
Yeah.
Twilight Princess. Because I really, really like Twilight Princess.
I loved it, but it's about 50 hours. I beat it. My save file
Am
is...
Am I excused?
Sure. My save file is exactly 50 hours. It stopped on the dot 50. And I'm like, no, can't play anymore. Beat it. Done.
But you finished the game.
I did. Definitely beat it. Yeah. Somebody else go. I'm going to try to think of a more recent one than my obvious.
I know what yours is, Brett. Maybe you're not ashamed, but I know a game that you didn't finish that you love.
Give it to him, Chaz.
We just talked about it. Okami.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Burn, Mr. Zelda. Now you have a Zelda with a dog. Two things you apparently love.
Twilight Princess, you're right.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't finish Okami. I got like 28 hours into it and was like, that's good enough. That's a game I really should have finished.
28 or 30?
Didn't you think you were almost done? Then you're like, oh, no, there's 40 hours to go.
The game is very clearly divided into it. Like, this is where the game should have ended. I think they figured out we're not going to get to make another one and Clover's done. Fuck it. Let's just do another 10 hours of gameplay. And that I was just like, oh, God, here we go.
It's kind of nice if you know you're being fired. Like, this is how much you're missing.
Yeah.
Oh, you never got to the Rainbow Road level. And Okami.
Where you fall off the edge every time you turn? Yeah. Okami I wish I would have beaten. I reviewed the PS2 and I didn't beat it, but that's the kind of thing where, like, I put 30 hours into that game. I can review it. I feel completely confident in that score that I gave it. It was a great game. There was another thing where, like, as a product of this industry, I had to move on. I could not keep playing it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
The other one, though, the really embarrassing one for me, a game I have never beaten ever in my life, and it's me. Super Mario Brothers.
Oh. Wow! Wait, just the first eight worlds or the second one?
Eight, four, man.
You know what, Brett?
Woo!
Never.
know what?
What's that?
I've never finished that either.
Charlie Barrett, you want to?
I've never even played Super Mario. You didn't let me finish. No. I was going to say Super Mario 64 and Galaxy.
That counts!
And Sunshine.
Yeah, I guess!
Well, you haven't played 64?
Maybe I played it, but never
passed. Oh my god!
I don't think I've ever played past the first, like, world.
Wow, 64 is magical.
There's a lot of magical games I've never played.
Maybe not now, but back in 96, it was fucking unbelievable. But yeah, Super Mario Brothers, as a kid, like, I could not... I could get to World 8, like, 8-3 out of 8-4. And it was just too fucking hard.
Dude, I quit. I almost... Like, I was a good baseball player. I almost quit baseball. If my dad would have let me, I would have quit baseball to stay home and play one game.
Yeah.
See,
I played it relentlessly. Like, my parents have when I was fixated on, like, that's why I grew up the way I did. Like, it was Super Mario Brothers. It turned me into a lifelong Nintendo idiot. Yeah. With 3 fucking Zelda tattoos and 9 more on the way.
Really? 9 more?
I have to get one for every.
Where are they gonna go?
Every Zelda game, but yeah, I could not beat that game, and now I just, as a point of pride, I will not even bother.
You know what? I'm actually, to bother you and your girlfriend, I think I'm gonna get your next Zelda tattoo.
You don't know what it is.
Yeah, as soon as I find out, I'm gonna get the exact.
You're just
same
gonna
spot.
Get train tracks around your arm. Spirit tracks.
Fuck, you're right. I have to.
Oh wow! Did you get? What are you gonna do for Phantom Hourglass?
The Hourglass.
I have to.
Getting that too.
I will say, yeah, Super Mario Brothers, by the time that I had, that I found out about the continue code, I was already done with that game.
Yeah.
Like, I'd moved on to Super Mario Brothers 2. And I could never do what the hell is it called? The turtle toppling?
It never worked for me, the one up.
I could never get it to work, yeah.
It's hard.
Anything beyond Mario 1?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja Turtles, Scarface, Okami, Oblivion.
Scarface.
What else?
Which
Super Mario Galaxy.
Which Ninja Turtles?
The first one.
First
NES Ninja
Stupid
Turtles.
Game.
I don't care. I got killed on, like, the second-to-last level, going into the Technodrome every single fucking time.
Is that the one with the overhead driving?
Yeah.
God, that game was horrible.
I can't wait to hear on 60 Minutes about an ecstasy bus at the Technodrome. This makes me giggle.
Teenagers, every week, flocked to the Technodrome.
It was a giant fucking ball with tank treads and an eye on top.
And arms that came out that did nothing.
Oh, wow.
Now say it like T-Rex Dan Rather.
Dan.
It's all right. Charlie, I know. Which game did you not click enough in?
I'm not going to pick any point and click adventure games. For the longest time, Chrono Trigger was actually the one. I rented that over just one weekend and I played almost 24 hours. But it was one of those times where my mom eventually, it's getting close to midnight, dear. I got to take this back to the store. And I was so close to the end. So that was one for a long time, but I finally got to beat it on DS. Tomb Raider, the original one. Another one I got to vindicate myself on 360 because on the PC it crashed at the end. And then I'm more just ashamed of things that I haven't barely even gotten past the first third of now, like Mass Effect, Fallout 3.
We should qualify that. Those shouldn't count.
Yeah, I'm looking for things like, you know, you actually put the time in and it just
when it's our job, like I can play a game for 9 hours. All those, have you seen how many Velvet Assassin reviews are kind of like,
they're awful. Ridiculously negative.
They're awful, but they're not ridiculously negative. But like, I can't play more than this and that. And like, it's kind of your only job.
All right, that's it. Post your answers in Question of the Week 36 thread in the forums, gamesradar.com/forums, or in the article, Question of the Week article that Tyler Wilde will be posting, which will probably say, QOTW, what game are you ashamed you've never beaten? We'll read your answers on next week's podcast, 53.
yes.
And after that, it's off to E3 for our asses.
Oh, total tease. Apologize for all the punch-out music. Who's got something next week? I may have something on Bizarre Sonic merchandise. Hopefully, I'll have a lot of entries in Charlie's, what's it called? Overlook Games of this generation.
Out right now, I just want to tease the Punch-Out Super review.
I liked it.
And the Punch-Out Fun with Stereotypes.
I really liked it. Hold on, let's hear it again.
Mommy!
Like a German.
Weitermachen!
There it is.
Just Punch-Out is a really good... I saw a great quote. I think it was from Wired. Sometimes
they do make them like they used to.
Aww.
And that's a great quote.
Aww. I was really tired of seeing Don't Call It a Comeback.
Yeah, there's plenty of that shit.
Michael, what you got going up next week?
Well, let's see. I'd like to tease, once again, the infamous Super Review, which
what's,
already did.
What's the game we wouldn't let you talk about in the first segment?
The game that you wouldn't let me talk about is Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, which I saw at the same time I saw Prototype, and I can't talk about it next week when I will be doing a full featurey thing on it,
mm-hmm.
but I can say that it was a lot better than you would expect.
That's what I've heard.
It was a lot of fun, actually. And I was very surprised.
Do they have the Transformer fart noise?
No. But they could.
They could have had my purchase.
I only played a little bit.
That's the second time I've heard someone say that the Transformers 2 game is...
What was the first time?
Eric.
Oh, right, yeah.
I've only two people that have seen it that I know are both like, holy crap, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I can't go into specifics, but yeah, it's surprisingly well made, and they really, I think, took a lot of the complaints with the first one into account.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so also...
Hey, well, promise the people right here and now you're going to be here next week.
Promise? Right
yes!
Now? Right.
You have this massive article going up, and you're doing the top 7 next week.
Because I can always force you to edit it out, I promise I'll be here next week.
Damn it.
Yeah, so, well, Monday is the top 7, but it's a top 7 we've done 2 years. Well, I guess we did one for E3 last year, and we've done one for the games of 2009. But basically, it's games that we want announced at E3 09. And we're trying to, you know, we do some that might actually happen. We also try to just do fun ones we'd really like to see, but we don't
really
expect
like
to happen.
See, but we know aren't going to happen. And there's a bunch of, let's just say, talk radar stank all over it. Everybody who you're listening to kind of touched it in some way. I requested a bunch of stupid art.
I requested a couple of pieces of art as well.
I also sent an art request.
I said I can't help because I'm too busy.
And then we all punched Mike.
No, I can't. I can't emphasize
with sunglasses on.
I can't emphasize how stupid my art is, especially when it's about a Square Enix title that involves a giant picture of Gizmo Duck
and various other characters, even more ridiculous than that,
and Newsies.
God, what?
Yes, you're welcome. Tune in next week, Hilston.
Oh, I will probably be sitting here.
Oh.
Somebody send us the fuck out of here.
Taking us out real quick, though, keeping in with the Punch-Out theme is a remix from the band Game Over.
Oh, I really like this.
Somebody take us out with it.
Oh, I got it. Just because this makes me happy.
Fair heart!